Welcome to Championship Saturday here in Salina at Salina District Stadium. We bring you exclusive coverage of the Class 2A State Football Championship game between the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Hoisington Cardinals. Thank you so much for tuning in to our coverage here today. It is snowing, and why not? To close out the high school football season, it is going to be a monstrous weather day, and we'll talk about it as we continue on. But the top two teams remain in 2A with Hoisington and Nemaha Central, and the 2A championship is on the line here today. Our pregame coverage is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Coming up in our pregame coverage, you'll hear conversations with both head coaches, starting with Hoisington's Zach Baird. That'll be followed by Nemaha Central's Michael Glatzik. Alongside Trenton Craxner, Jacob Burles, and Captain Kirk Kilman, we appreciate you hanging with us here on a cold, snowy afternoon in Salina. We'll step aside for a timeout. Our pregame interviews are after this, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Pre-game coverage continues here in Salina as we get set for the 2A state championship game here this Saturday, as it's Hoisington and Nemaha Central. We're talking now with Hoisington head coach, that is Zach Baird, as our pregame is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Coach, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been the coach for the Cardinals since 2014. This is your second time here at the state championship game. Just, you know, how does it feel? What's it been like around the community this season for the players, the coaches, everyone involved? Just what's the feeling like heading into this one?
I just think everybody's excited. You know, we get great community support, and I'm sure every place would tell you that, but for us, our community's second to none, and so very grateful for all the support we've got this year. And it's tough to get to this point. You know, it takes a lot of talent, a lot of hard work, it takes a lot of luck. You know, you got to stay healthy. So feel very fortunate, very blessed to have this opportunity. But something that we set a goal for in August, and made sure we wanted to work to achieve it, and we got an opportunity.
You finished 12-1 back in 2020, finishing runner-up in the state championship game there, just falling a little bit short again. This is your second appearance, so you could probably eliminate a few of these seasons, but would you say this is the best team in your time at Hoisington?
Well, it's tough to compare groups. I feel like every group we've had has been really special. This one's no different. I think we're more balanced offensively this year than we have been in years past. But, to say this group's better than 20 or this group's better than 16, it's tough to do. It's a special group, and they've got a special opportunity. And, hopefully we can cut it loose and be successful on Saturday.
You guys have had an impressive playoff run. And then last week you guys were able to take down another undefeated team in Norton. That was a 30-21 final to get to this game. Take us back to that one last week. What'd you like? A couple of overall thoughts and takeaways from that win.
Yeah, I thought it was a gutsy performance by us. I didn't think we played our best game by any stretch of the imagination. But, give Norton credit. They're so big and physical and athletic. So, they make you execute at a very high level. And I thought in the first half, we weren't quite executing. We had a couple drops and a couple missed assignments here and there. And against good teams, you just can't do that. And, very proud of how we played in the second half. I thought our offensive execution was much better. And we just played a little bit freer, And I think that the play by Jason Robinson right before half, where it's an 80-yard pick six, was the play that kind of just got us to relax a little bit and change the game for us.
talk about your signal caller and Tony Moore, senior quarterback. He's thrown for over 1,400 yards. He can also do a little damage with his legs as well with over 800 yards. Second leading rusher there. You got Kraft, of course, the leading rusher. In terms of numbers, you guys run for 280-plus per game. Just give us a sense of what you've seen from your senior quarterback and how good he's played for you.
I think Tony's been phenomenal. Once again, I'm sure I'm biased, but I wouldn't want any other quarterback leading us. He does a fantastic job for us. His numbers could be a whole lot higher if we really cut him loose throughout the year, but it was one thing, we wanted to make sure we didn't run him very much throughout the year, and then kind of in the playoffs, we turned him loose a little bit more. But, he's an excellent runner. He's a very good passer, and he's got great pocket poise, so we've played a couple of D-lines here the last couple of weeks that are exceptionally good, and the fact that they've got zero sacks over those two games is a credit to our O-line, but it's also a credit to Tony because he does a great job of stepping up in the pocket or fleeing the pocket when he needs to. I just think he's been really, really good, and we knew that coming into this year, that was the type of potential he had, and that's kind of what we expected for him to do for us.
On the other side of the ball as well, give us a sense of the defense, what you've liked from them and that unit and how they have performed throughout the course of the year.
I think the biggest thing defensively that we do a great job of is we capitalize on mistakes. We've been able to make big plays defensively, a lot of defensive touchdowns throughout the year. So we've got good athletes, and they're smart kids. They do a great job of when that opportunity presents itself, they jump on it, man, and they make a big play just like we did last week with Jason. A
couple more minutes here with Hoisington football coach. That is Zach Baird as our pregame continues, brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, Hoisington, and Nemaha Central here for the Class 2A title here in 2023. Coach, I want to get your quick thoughts here on Nemaha Central. Of course, their head coach, Michael Gladsick, he has had a phenomenal run over the last few seasons. Of course, the defending champs, they carried over that success here. In 2023, they have had a dominant run as well. When you first put them on film, when you really started dissecting this team, what's the one or maybe couple things that have really jumped out at you?
Well, personally don't know Coach Glassick, but very impressed with them as a staff and how they coach their kids up. And then obviously they're extremely talented. So they're well coached, they're very talented, and when you get that combination, obviously you have a really good football team, and that's what Nemaha looks like on film. So we know they're going to be big and fast and physical, and they're going to execute. So it's one of those games where you've got to play really sound football. You've got to play with great effort. You've got to play with great physicality. And if you don't, then you're not going to have a chance to be successful against them.
Talk about the sophomore quarterback in Carter Hike. How do you kind of slow him down? What can you do? I mean, you look at his numbers, and he is a majority of their offense. Teams go in knowing that he's going to get the ball a lot. He's going to be a bulk of the carries and the success that they have on offense, but yet not a lot of teams have a lot of success stopping it. How do you stop it? Can you stop it, or is it just a scenario where you got to limit it the best you can?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's, obviously, like you said, everybody knows who's going to get it, and you just can't stop it, or nobody has been able to stop it up to this point. So I just think you've got to try to do your best to get as many halves of the football as possible. He's a quick, powerful runner, very talented, and he's a strong guy that runs well. So it's just a good combination if you want to be a ball carrier. And then up front, I think their O-line does a really good job, and the basket's an excellent football player. So they've got a good scheme there. They got good players. It's tough. So, we got to be sound in our gaps. We got to get up blocks, and we got to get multiple halves of the football.
What do you see from Nemaha Central when you watch them on defense?
Kind of the same thing. Their D-line is exceptionally good. Once again, the basket jumps out at you. I think those three D linemen do a great job of creating chaos and so much penetration that they can really wreck a game. And so, our O-line's got another big challenge. We've had two back-to-back weeks where we felt like our O-line had a big challenge, and this one's no different. It's a huge challenge for our offensive line. And then you look at the second and third level, and it's just good athlete after good athlete. So they run well. They play with great effort, and they're solid tacklers.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it very much joining us here for a few minutes, just give us a few thoughts on this matchup, keys to the game. What's it going to take for you guys to pull off a big win here today in Salina?
We're going to have to win the turnover battle. That's one thing is we got to win the takeaways. And, I think special teams is going to be a huge aspect to the game. We got to win that phase of the game. We've got to be able to get off blocks and tackle the quarterback. you know, which isn't an easy task to do. And then offensively, you know, we got to establish a run game and then make plays through the year. So we're just going to play good football. You know, we can't turn the football over. Got to be good tacklers, get off blocks. And whichever team does that the best, I think, is going to be the team that wins it.
Hoisington head football coach Zach Baird joining us here. Cardinals in their second title game in the last four seasons. They finished runner-up back in 2020. Get an opportunity here in Salina today to hoist the trophy, taking on the defending champs in Nemaha Central. Coach, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck today against Nemaha Central. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home,
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pre-game coverage continues here in Salina. Class 2A state championship game here today. Nemaha Central taking on Hoisington. And we get an opportunity to chat with Thunderhead football coach, that is Michael Gladsett. Coach, a lot to dive into and another fantastic season to get to a state championship game. 25 straight wins, chance to repeat as the state champs. And we'll kind of talk about that here over the next few minutes. But you know, you've had so much success since you have taken over this program a few years ago. 32-3 is the mark since taking over back in 2021, and haven't lost a game since week 10 of that 2021 season. So, you know, just the ride that you have been on so far with this team over the last few years, just give us a sense of what that feels and means like to you and all the success that you have had with this program in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I've been truly blessed, you know, these last 3 years here at Seneca. Hats off to my coaching staff. You know, I got to receive, or, you know, I got to keep all three or all five coaching assistants, you know, when Coach Seitz led my first year, which was huge, just from a confidence standpoint from my side, being a first-year head coach. But my job becomes easy because the assistants, you know, the community, the players, the parents, the staff members, the teaching staff here, the admin, and that's what's awesome about the head coach job. You know, obviously we got to take care of the business, but you know, it's a lot of weight off my shoulders when we have good admin and all the above, you know, throughout the year.
Impressive playoff run once again, and last week, of course, had to see Sabetha again for a second straight year in the sub-state round. Take us back to that one last week. It was a 17-7 game at the half. Neither team able to score any points, turned into a defensive battle in the final two quarters. But, man, Sabetha's just been so tough and so good the last couple of years, and it's been hard trying to work your way through them each and every season to a certain degree. And now two seasons in a row, you had to knock them out in the sub-state round. But, you know, specifically that one last week, what happened? What'd you see from your eyes how that game played out, and obviously your team coming away with a 10-point win?
Yeah, seeing them, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, last game of the regular season, I thought we played our best game in my 3 years here in all three assets of the game. Coach Garrett, you know, obviously does a phenomenal job over there, you know, in his staff with preparation. We knew he would make a couple adjustments. We knew we would make a couple adjustments, you know, for the sub-state game, but I thought our kids handled the atmosphere well. The sense of just playing Sabetha again for the sub-state championship, you know, big rivals, especially with the state berth on the line. Just like I said, I thought our kids handled the pressure well. You know, we adjusted at halftime. You know, we kind of jumped out early. Halftime lead 17-7. We knew the game was going to be won in the second half. I was hoping to score a couple more points in the second half, but. You know, start the game, you know, it was a good drive. You know, we wasted 6-7 minutes off the clock, 10-play drive, ended in a field goal, which, you know, we look back, that's probably the most important play of the game. You know, and then call a mental bust, you know, a 70-80-yarder run on us. You know, our kids handled that well, no pointing fingers after that play. You know, we marched down 6-7-minute drive again, put in the end zone this time.
And then the score before half was very crucial. Aiden Broshman made a couple huge plays in the air attack, you know, and like I said, we ended with a touchdown, which was a confidence booster going into halftime, and then we just our defense steps up yet again in the second half.
You mentioned Aiden Broxterman, and I called him kind of the unsung hero of that game because two of his three catches were on both of the touchdown drives, and they were both near 30-yard catches that really kind of set everything up inside the five and allowed you guys to score, and they were both very difficult catches. I kind of called him, again, the unsung hero of that game with those big plays on crucial touchdown drives. What have you seen from him this year? You've obviously had some injuries as well, so some other guys have had to step up, but Aiden's been, I think, a pretty consistent piece, and obviously he's a big key for you on both sides of the ball.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, he's one of the few two-way players we returned from last year's squad, you know, as corner and receiver. You know, I called him out in the meeting on Monday just for the young kids to hear it. You know, our offense, yes, we are spread, we are empty, but we are heavy run, you know, and that's obviously not a receiver's favorite thing to do is stock block every single play. But Aiden's been phenomenal this season. Just as a leader, just as a senior, like I said, returner, key returner, just helping his young kids out. And then you mentioned the injuries. You know, we've lost four seniors. Two of them are two-way players. The other two are defensive players only. But four very crucial, important leaders to our team. You know, with a small junior class, that means we got to lead to our sophomores and our freshmen for stepping up. You know, two sophomores stepped on the field for the first time. Against Sabetha, Jack Mackey and Dana Childress, both stepped up big time, but I think that's hats off to our senior leadership crew that started this past summer.
On the defensive line, you guys just have so many good players. It starts with Holden Bass, Abe Hilbert, but I thought a guy in Josh Gonzalez played so well, made some crucial plays in that game against Sabetha. Talk about Josh. What have you seen from him? He's an all-league player. He kind of goes maybe to the back burner a little bit because you got a guy as good and as kind of high profile as Holden Bass. But, man, Josh played a heck of a game for you.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Josh is a great kid. Again, he's a two-year starter for us at center and, you know, on the defensive line with us, nose-gutter tackle. But just like you said, he gets overshadowed by Holden. Josh and they both, phenomenal kids, great work ethic, great leaders. And right now Josh is playing very well. You know, I think he keeps improving every day in practice. He wants to get better. He wants to play hard, obviously. Just like I said, on the offensive defense front, you know, Holden's definitely our glue guy. But this all wouldn't be done without, you know, those other four guys on the L front and then the other two guys and rotational guys on the D front.
Couple more minutes here with Nemaha Central head coach. That is Michael Glatza getting set for the state championship game here today in Salina, taking on Hoisington. Coach, let's talk about this Cardinals team. They roll through the season as well, undefeated, coming in with that undefeated record. They've had an impressive playoff run, wins over Beloit, southeast of Saline, and then previously unbeaten Norton last week. What was maybe the first thing or a couple of things at first when you first put them on film, when you really started diving into the prep, what stands out most about this team you're going to see here today?
Coach Baird does a phenomenal job running the program. You know, his winning percentage is off the charts these last 8 to 10 years. So obviously they're going to be ready to go. When we popped on film against Horton, they're big, they're fast, they're physical. I really think they're very similar to Sabetha. They're very well coached. They got some dudes up front, got some dudes, at the linebacker level, at the D-back level. The quarterback, is probably the best quarterback we're going to see all year, probably the best athlete we're going to see all year. They're a heavy run team. That's what they're going to run to. So we got to be able to stop that run game. But just like I said, the quarterback's legit. He's good enough to pass it. And they got some skilled kids that are really fast. So it should be a fun game on Saturday.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, just give us your thoughts on today's game, a few keys. What's it going to take to do it again, win another state championship? How do you see this one playing out today?
I just want the kids to enjoy the moment. Last year was, obviously we got it done last year, but I'm hoping the kids just truly enjoy the moment. Only one of 18 teams playing on Saturday. I'm hoping we get the job done by limiting the penalties, limiting the the turnovers, you know, and possibly battling through the weather on Saturday. So, yeah, should be a phenomenal game.
There it is. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik joining us here as we get you set for the state championship game here in Salina. It's Nemaha Central and Hoisington. Thunder going for their second straight state championship and third since 2019. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck today.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
We'll go live to the field and have more pregame right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right about the 15-minute mark until we get going here at Salina District Stadium for the Class 2A State Football Championship game. Our pregame continues, presented by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, alongside Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls as well, Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. I'm Braden Tabman. It's Nemaha Central in Hoisington. And Trenton, let's bring you alongside, and let's start with the Thunder. Last week, we saw them beat Sabetha for a second consecutive season in the sub-state round. It was a game where 17-7 at the half. Neither team found the end zone or any points in the second half, but Sabetha has always given the Thunder good games over the last few seasons, but now five straight wins for Nemaha Central over Sabetha. They have won 25 in a row, looking for their second consecutive state championship and third since 2019. Thunder, hard to believe. Like you said last week, they're a wagon. They just keep chugging along, and now they have a chance if they can get by Hoisington to get another trophy.
Yeah, and the big key today is going to be this is, like you said, they're going for the third title since 2019, and they're playing a team that's looking for their first ever state title. So they're playing a team that's hungry, but at the same time, you have that experience. These guys have been here. They were here just less than 365 days ago or so. The conditions are a little bit different. Last year was sunny, no snow, and it's an ice bowl today. But, you know, they're gonna face a team that, as Coach Glatzik said, might have the best athlete that they've played all year. So it's going to be a battle between Tony Moore, their quarterback, and Carter Hike. It's going to be two quarterbacks dueling it out. And, you know, with the snow, it's more of a straight-ahead kind of thing. You don't necessarily see as many guys pulling, maybe not as many passes. So I think that favors the Thunder a little bit.
I think, you know, when you look around the state championship games today, shout out Jefferson County North, of course, Class 1A. That'll be on Care 93.7. Alton Hayes, JCN Conway Springs, and, of course, Axtell, the powerhouse in 8-man D2, looking for their third straight state championship on KMZA 92.1. So those games as well across the MSC Sports Radio Network here today. Well, they push these games up, original start time at 1. Of course, the weather, if you're not here, you can't see it. It's going to be a snow bowl here. They've got the lines shoveled out, but the rest of the field is packed with snow. The fans are piling in. They are dressed and ready to go. But let's talk about this Cardinals team. I think you clearly have number 1 and number 2 in Class 2A. I don't know if you can say that about every state championship game today. There's been, I think you could argue, a couple of top teams that should maybe be in championship games today that may have got upset last week. I don't think that's the case in 2A. I think we got the two best teams here battling it out. This is a Hoisington team. They average more points than Nemaha Central. They average more yards. And you mentioned, again, Tony Moore, their senior quarterback. He's about at 1,500 yards passing. He's their second leading rusher, averaging nearly 10 yards per carry. Taron Kraft is a junior running back, nearing 1,200 yards for him. So those are kind of the two guys offensively that kind of lead the charge for them. But and then they got about three or four different wide receivers they use, all between like 250, 350 yards. Very balanced, but this is going to be a tall task for this Nemaha Central defense that has been number one in all classifications in terms of points per game.
Yeah, and look at some of the teams that they beat. They beat Pratt at Pratt by 8. And Pratt's a team that's a good 3A team that always, unfortunately, falls in the district of Andale and Cheney. But, you know, then you look, they beat Southeast Saline by 7 2 weeks ago. That was a team that went to double overtime in the semifinal game last week. Then they were undefeated at the time. They played Norton last week on the road, and that was a Norton team that was undefeated. So, you know, their coach, Coach Bard, is in his 10th year. He's won 99 games out of the 117 that he's coaching. So kind of similar to Coach Glasic. This is a very successful program and a successful coach. And like you said, they spread it around a little bit more through the air, but the snow might have some effect on that. But, you know, Taryn Crash is a fantastic junior that almost 1,200 rushing yards. And like we already talked about, Tony Moore, but it's going to be a battle for sure. And like you said, I think this is probably 1-2. They've Hoisington's definitely proved it with their playoff wins, and then Nemaw Central's just been real good for the last 25 games they've came out.
And let's note the coaches real quick. And you mentioned Michael Glatzik again. He took over for Warren Seitz in the fall of 2021. 32-3 is his record so far. Now has a chance for a second consecutive state championship. They've won 25 games in a row. They got a good one in Coach Glatzik. He's got a heck of a football family. Of course, his dad, Larry Glatzik, of course, legendary Centralia football coach who won 4 titles with the Panthers. That family just runs deep, and he took over this program. You know, that was 2 years off a state championship, and now he has a chance in his third season to win his second in a row. It's about as good as it gets, and you talk about arguably right now the most consistent program in the state being Nemaw Central.
Yeah, and even though they have a very experienced line, they're still going to return a lot of their skill positions next year. So while you're losing guys like Abe Hilbert and Holden Bass up front on the offensive and defensive line, you still got Carter Hite, you still got Caleb Strathman. So you kind of got to rebuild the line, but that's what we thought about this year. Who's going to replace Cooper Hike? Who's going to replace Wade Leonard, Gavin Kane, Brayden Uphouse? Who's going to replace all the guys? And the sophomores just stepped up. So the program, they're fully bought in. You know, it comes down to these guys know what they have to do to get back. And we thought that they might take a step back and Sabetha might be playing in this game at the beginning of the year in August. But obviously, they just keep chugging along. They plug and play, and guys know the system. They're bought in.
And then on the other side, Hoisington head coach Zach Baird, who's been the head coach since 2014 now. Cardinals are looking for their first title in school history, but they have consistently been one of the more successful programs. Again, it hasn't worked out in terms of winning a state title yet, looking for their first today, but they were runner-up in 2020, finishing 12-1 that year. You mentioned that winning percentage. 99-18 is Baird as the head coach since 2014. Again, it's consistent as they come, and this might be their best chance here, obviously against a very good Nemaw Central team, but you could argue this is probably their best team that he has had since he took over. But, man, they have won at least 7 games every year. That only happened once. They're either winning 8, 9, 10, even 11, 12 games back in 2020. But, again, when you talk consistency, you got to put Hoisington up there.
Yeah, and that championship game that they lost in 2020 was to Rossville. I'm pretty sure that was the last of the three-peat that Rossville had because they just had those strings where they won 3 state titles in a row. So they've kind of – and that was a 27-20 game. So, I mean, they were in it. It's not like they came and they got beat down by Rossville, and that was kind of the end of the Rossville dynasty. Now we kind of moved on to Nemaw Central here in the 2A ranks. But, you know, like I said, Hoisington's very consistent, and, you know, it always starts at the top how a program's going to go. You know, now Glatzik did take over a good program, no doubt, but he has that – he kept that culture. You know, I mean, on a coaching change, things can change drastically, but he's kept that. And then, obviously, Coach Baird has built that culture, and it always starts at the top how a program's going to be built and ran.
Our pregame coverage is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Just under 9 minutes until kickoff. The 2A state championship. It's Nemaw Central and Hoisington. We'll go through the starting lineups and have a little bit more pregame after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Farmers, pre-season discounts, truckload discounts, and flexible financing options all add up to a great year-end discount for you. Now is an exciting time for you to take advantage of those discounts. Just like the Nemaha Central football team, a balanced team produces success. Your balanced crops turn into healthy crops. And with a successful team, the Thunder can produce another state championship. For your field, a healthy crop will produce optimum yields. Ensure your field is producing like the Thunder do on the field. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop by calling 800-635-4700. Today.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Brandon Tamman with you alongside Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls, Captain Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, getting closer and closer to the opening kickoff between Nemaha Central and Hoisington. The Class 2A State Championship game is on the line. We'll step aside one more time and come back after a timeout. Get you set for the opening kickoff. Thunder and Cardinals for the state championship, and it's coming your way next.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Getting set for the opening kickoff of the Class 2A State Championship game here at Salina District Stadium. Cardinals and Thunder as Nemaha Central looking to cap off another perfect season and state championship as now we go through the starting lineups here for today's state title game. We will start with the Nemaha Central offense. From left tackle to right tackle, Reese Garrity is the left tackle. Abram Keim is the left guard. The center is Josh Gonzalez. The right guard is Holden Bass, and the right tackle is Abe Hilbert. The skill position players, Aiden Brocksterman, Cooper Kramer, and also Sam Nordis, along with Caleb Strothman, and the quarterback, of course, sensational sophomore, and Carter Hype. The Cardinals defensively, on the defensive line, Caleb Burser, Caden Hoffman, and Colin Matter. The linebackers are Gage Britt, Taryn Kraft, Ian Smith, and Taylan Morales. And in the secondary, Mason Martin, Mason Alderdice, Tony Moore, and Jason Robinson. Of course, a lot of these guys play both ways. Here is the Hoisington offense. From left tackle to right tackle, it's Caleb Burser, Xavier Chambers, Leighton Hoffman is the center, Caden Hoffman is the right guard, Colin Matter is the right tackle. Skill position players, the tight end is Brady Reif, the wide receivers, Mason Martin, Carson Mason, also Mason Alderdice, the running back is Taryn Kraft, and Tony Moore is the quarterback. Defensively for Nemaha Central, the defensive line, Abe Hilbert, Holden Bass, and Josh Gonzalez. The linebackers are Cooper Kramer, Sam Nordis, Abram Keim, and Daniel Childress. And in the secondary, you got Aiden Brocksterman, Jack Mackey, Caleb Strothman, and Carter Hyde. The captains are at midfield. We are getting set to determine who will get the opening kickoff here of the Class 2A State Championship game as the coin has been flipped. And looking at the reactions as we are getting set and moments away from this one.
I think Hoisington won it.
We will check to see. Hoisington didn't win the toss, and they defer to the second half. So Nemaha Central will have the opening possession. Trenton moments away here. Let's talk a few keys to the game. Let's talk Nemaha Central. What do they got to do to repeat here today?
You got to be physical up front. You got to win at the line of scrimmage, especially where it's going to be run heavy with all the snow. But that's right into their bread and butter. So, you know, can Carter Hike, who's ran for almost 500 yards the last two games, continue what he's been doing behind that big offense line? Because similar to Sabetha, Hoisington's got a big line. They're going to match that size that Nemaha Central has. And then defensively, can you stop Taryn Kraft and can you stop Tony Moore? You've done great this year defensively, pitching shutouts, but can you stop that dynamic duo that they have back there? Probably the best athletes that they faced all year, according to Coach Glatzik.
The home uniforms for Nemaha Central, the purple tops, white numerals and lettering trimmed out in blue. They got the white pants. And then the Cardinals, their road uniforms, they are rocking the all whites top to bottom with the red numerals and lettering. It's 12-0 Hoisington, 12-0 Nemaha Central, number one and number two for the Class 2A state championship game here. The snow is continuing to fall. They have the line shoveled up, but the field is covered, and it's much different conditions than last year when Nemaha Central defeated Kingman right here on this very field for their second title in school history. Now looking for their third, of course, as Nemaha Central, and third since 2019, and the Cardinals in search of their first ever state championship win. So again, I want to thank Jacob Burrows, my boy alongside, helping with the stats today. Captain Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. Again, shout out to our other broadcasters. Out in Hayes for Jefferson County North, that is Tom Couts, Jared Sleppy in Newton for the eight-man game with Axtell and South Central. So those games as well, again, across the MSC Sports Radio Network. It will be Taylen Morales, the sophomore, to kick it off from left to right for the Cardinals. Both fan bases in the snowstorm getting jacked up and ready to go again. Wouldn't have it any other way here on this Saturday. Happy Thanksgiving and holidays to you and yours. And the state champion going to be crowned here today. Can Nemaha Central make it two in a row and 26 consecutive wins? Or will Hoisington play spoiler and lift the trophy for the first time in school history? Morales has it teed up. Middle of the field at the 40-yard line. The officials are set and ready to go. Morales, his right hand in the air. He looks right. Glancing back to the left, approaching, and here is a short line drive kick to the near side, bouncing up into the hands of Cooper Kramer. He's going to stutter, and he is drilled just past the 30-yard line to the 34. Good return by Cooper Kramer, and it'll be first down and 10, Nemaha Central. Brady Reef made the tackle on special teams, so officially at the 35-yard line, first and 10, Nemaha Central. And the sophomore quarterback, and Carter Hike, who had 229 yards last week against Sabetha, will take the first carry here on a quarterback dive. He is hit immediately by Caden Hoffman. Momentum carries him forward to the 39-yard line for a gain of four, maybe five, depending on the spot. Looks like a gain of 5 yards for Carter Hike. So second down and five, and that's a play we saw about 25 times last week there, Trenton.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Just get behind Holden Bass and Abe Hilbert, your two biggest and best offensive linemen, QB power right, and we're going to see a lot of that with the 3-4-4 that Hoisington runs. So they're going to get a free five here.
And a free five. It looked like the linebacker there on the left side, that was C.J. Bryan, a sophomore, who moved, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty encroachment. And that will be a free five, and will it be enough for a first down? It will be. Or will they put them short? We'll see.
It looks like they're about a yard short, so second and
okay.
Six becomes second and less than a yard.
About a football length for a first down. Second down and a half yard to go, just shy of the 45-yard line, just getting going in the 2A state title game. Hike again, this time left guard, and only needed about a half yard. He'll get a yard and a half, and that's just enough for a Nemaha Central first down. Think about how much they used him last week. 43 carries in that game against Sabetha. And he's got over 2,100 yards coming into this game. Strothman the next closest at 213 yards. Talked about it in pregame. It doesn't matter. You know it's coming. And you know how many times he's going to carry the ball, but the yardage will always be there. First down and 10. Once again, it is Hike shimmying his way through traffic, and he's got a first down run into Hoisington territory to the 40-yard line and a big run of about 14 yards and a first down NC. That time the hole just opened up, and now they're going to go a little quick here. Nemaha Central on the ball quickly, first and 10, and they go right back to Hike. Same exact play. He's hit, and his powerful legs will drive for a few extra yards. He'll get 5 to the Hoisington 35-yard line. He was hit initially by Kyler Russell, but able to drag him for about 3 more yards. So another 5, maybe 6, and Nemaha Central rolling here in the snow. Opening drive of the game, not quite 2 minutes in.
Yeah, they've used this formation where they brought in extra linemen, so that allows Holden Bass to go and be like a fullback almost. So he's coming, and they're coming like a pistol with Bass and Cooper Kramer in front of Hike in the pistol, and he's just running by and holding Bass, and who wouldn't?
And he goes right back to the same play again, as it's a quarterback keeper, and it's just enough for a first down. Gain of 6 yards for Hike. He's inside the Hoisington 30 to the 29.
What they're doing with Holden Bass kind of reminds you of what the 49ers sometimes do with Trent Williams. They put him in motion. Why not put your biggest and strongest guy in motion and just get a head start instead of trying to push off and maybe slip in the snow? You know, get him a head start, full head of steam to go push on that offensive line or the defensive lineman or a linebacker. And so far it's worked. They ran that last couple times, but they made a sub. So Bass back at right guard now, but success on that, and Hoisington's going to have to adjust.
9:40, clock moving first quarter. No score here in the 2A state title game. First and 10, Nemaha Central at the 29, and maybe another free 5.
Yeah, Bryant jumped again.
That is C.J. Bryant. He's a sophomore, and that's going to be the second encroachment penalty of this drive.
And
we know how good Nemaha Central is, you know, taking advantage of penalties and turnovers, and especially in a must-win state championship game. You cannot give this Thunder offense free yardage.
Yeah, and just a young guy, you know, sophomore, low amped up, and they took him off the field there. They know they can't be giving up free yards.
Here's Hike breaking through. He's got a first down and more. He's inside the 15, and he stumbles inside the 10. And he's at the 9-yard line, and it's going to be goal-to-go territory here for Nemaha Central after another big gain.
Yep.
But this could be coming back. We see a hanky on the field.
Yeah, I thought I saw a flag go flying. I didn't spot it, so I thought maybe I was just seeing something, but it's probably going to be holding.
Yeah,
the
teams are
level.
Backing up, so. So, negate about a 16-yard run and back it up to the 30.
I think they said number 5 for Nemaha.
That'd be Jaden Seitz, who was number 5.
Not entirely for sure, but Seitz did just come off the field, so.
So, after the penalty, first and 11 back at the 30 of Hoisington. Not quite 3 minutes in, no score. See if that penalty bites Nemaha Central. They finally go toss right. This is Kramer. Gets outside the numbers. Now cuts it up, and he's upended after about 5 to the 26. You can see the footing. I mean, it is hard out there with that snow on the ground. He was kind of tripped up, I think, to that snow. But they'll give him 4. It'll be second down and 7. Shy of the 25.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of talking about pregame. You're going to see more downhill, straightforward running. You're not going to see guys make cuts because they're not going to have that balance, and, you know, the snow definitely affects. You're not going to be able to reach top speed necessarily either unless you're running directly down the sideline where it's kind of cleared. I mean, you'd be running right on the sideline, though, but you're not going to see a lot of guys cutting or reaching top speed. It's going to be straight ahead running with the size of Nemaha Central, especially their quarterback. It's going to be in their favor.
Coming up on 8 minutes to go, first quarter. Still first drive here for Nemaha Central, second and 7, and lifted up and slammed to the ground is Carter Hike for no gain, and that's the junior Taren Kraft, who just laid a lick on Hike for no gain, and it's third and long. Taren Kraft, 9 tackles for loss, leading the team coming in, and he ripped Hike at the knees, lifted him up off the turf, and slammed him down on his back. Good play for no gain. Now third down and 7 coming up. Biggest play of the game so far, no score. 2A state title game. And the snow is getting a little bit heavier as it continues to fall here in Salina. Ball on the right side hash. They go tucked, trips, near side. And a play action here for Hike as he rolls to his left. Dumps it in the flat. It is caught. And it's going to be a first down, pushed out of bounds by Tony Moore. And there is a beautiful play by the sophomore, Caleb Strothman. And on third and seven, it's a pitch and catch and a first down for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and he was open the entire time. It's just a matter of could Height get his feet set because he was rolling to his left. So he had to get his feet set. And then to be able to float it over Moore to put nice touch on, and they go back to that formation with Bass line up at fullback.
To the 14-yard line, first and down, and Hike will try to go between the tackles here, and he's pushed to his right, hit again by Kraft. Forward progress to the 10-yard line for a gain of about four. They'll bring up second down. Not quite 5 minutes into this game. 7:13 clock moving first quarter. No score. Nemaha Central and Hoisington under the first drive of the game, trying to get on the board here first, looking to defend that state championship. What a conversion, though, on third down. They roll him to his left, which has to be a difficult play, especially trying to keep your footing in this snow and just lofting a pass to a wide-open Strothman for the first down. At the 10-yard line, second down and about six. Here's Hike left side. He pulls a man inside the five, and he's down to about the 2-yard line.
It's going to be first and goal, so we'll get four cracks at it. And
8-yard gain. It's first and goal at the 2.
Yeah, and with Bass lined up at fullback, they've ran about four times like that. They're just going to keep him in the backfield, and he's lined up to the left, so don't be surprised if Hike goes left right behind him here.
Here's Hike, and a stoppage of play, and he was drilled in the backfield by Hoffman, but
yeah,
might be movement.
Yeah, I jinxed him. Holding Bass got a little bit of a head start. So
from first and goal at the 2 to first and goal at the 7, big play.
Yeah, I was talking about the formation they ran, but Holding Bass had about a second head start than the rest of the guys, and I'm looking down at the other end of the field. They're clearing out some more lines with the shovel, so how about that? Hopefully there's nothing going the other way, and that guy gets caught in the crossfire.
Carter Hike, 8 carries, 41 yards here on this opening drive. Now first down and goal at the 6. Here's Hike, left side, outside the numbers, and stiff-arms a man. Short front left pylon, touchdown, Nemaha Central. Gain of 6 yards on the play, and not quite 6 minutes. They go 5:40 on the opening drive. Cap it off with a Hike touchdown, no surprises. 40th of the season, and it's 6-0 NC.
Yeah, and the big play of the drive is the lineup to take the extra point with Teresi. The big play of the drive is a third down 6 pass to Strassman, because that was when Hoisington had him in a third and long situation. That was their chance to get a stop, but he throws the pass to Strassman, then it's all just Carter Hike like it was the entire drive, and couldn't ask for a better start for Nemaha Central. Used about half the time off the first quarter, and
they'll botch the extra point here, so it's going to stay 6-0. It was a low snap, and Brockstrom couldn't handle in the snow, so it's going to be a 6-0 score here after the touchdown. But Nemaha Central, 5:40 off the clock, and a 6-yard run from Carter Hyde, giving NC a 6-0 lead over Hoisington. You're listening to the exclusive coverage of the 2A State Championship game right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
At Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Carter Hike, a 6-yard touchdown, extra point, no good. 5:40 off the clock, 65 yards. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire from the 2A State Championship game here in Salina. Nemaha Central with the kick, and now here is Bryant, who is upended across the 40 to the 43-yard line. So the Cardinals, for their first drive, will have good field position here moving left to right. And now the best defense in the state in terms of points per game, it is Nemaha Central giving up 4.4 points per game, led by Holden Bass and crew. And they'll get a very good Hoisington offense, averaging 46 points per game and over 400 yards of offense.
Yeah, and Jaden Sykes slipped on that, but the guy was running right over him. He was lucky enough to get a hand up to tackle. I believe that was Bryant who had a couple penalties, but That might have been a touchdown. I mean, he had a seam there for a second. So Jaden Sites made a big-time tackle, although they still have good field position around midfield.
Tony Moore under center. First play from scrimmage for the Hoisington offense. Down 6-0 to Nemaha Central. They fake to the running back, keeps it himself, breaks away from a tackle, 45 up to midfield 50, and a big run into NC territory for a gain of 13 yards to the Thunder 45. Holden Bass got a hand on the sneaker, couldn't pull him down, and that's a very nice run from the senior quarterback, Tony Moore.
Yeah, and he pulled it from Kraft because, like I said, Holden Bass shot right through, but so that's a good read right there by Moore. That's going to be probably a lot of what they run here at the beginning, just kind of key on Holden Bass, and whoever he's not tackling is going to keep the ball.
6 minutes down, 6 minutes to go, opening quarter. 6-0 Nemaha Central here in the 2A state title game. First drive here for the Cardinals. They're in Thunder territory at the 45. They bobble the snap, but Kraft able to get it, and he's dropped back at midfield. It's a loss of five, and it's Cooper Kramer that was in there, also Josh Gonzalez. The 5-yard loss, second and 15.
Yeah, and Josh Gonzalez has made huge plays down the stretch here for Nemaha Central, and he was there to aid Cooper Kramer. And Hoisington's just lucky that that ball didn't hit the turf because, like you said, it was a bobbled exchange, but they lose five nonetheless.
Kramer got back there quickly. Gonzalez finished it off. Second and 15 from midfield. Hoisington moving left to right. Ball left hash. They go two wide right, one left, and Kraft, the running back, right side of Moore. Takes the snap, spins it in his hands, rolling right, throws it down the middle of the field, tipped and incomplete. It was in the hands of his intended receiver. That's Jason Robinson, the junior. Had a chance at it, would have got maybe half the yardage back, but nonetheless, now third down and 15, and a big chance here for NC to get off the field.
Yeah, the conditions aren't great, but if you want to make plays against Nemaha Central. When that hit you in the hands, you're coming down with it before it comes out. That's a play you got to make if you're Robinson, if you're going to want to drive down the field on such a potent defense.
So third down and 15. Third and 15 at midfield. Shotgun set. Here is Moore. Got some time. They'll throw it into the flat. It's high and nearly intercepted, I should say. It was incomplete. Mackey was the closest defender on it, and Hoisington now facing fourth and 15 from midfield.
Yeah.
So, and that wouldn't have even been really close to the first down. It was into the flat. There wasn't much, and I think NC only rushed three there.
Yeah, and so they're trying to get it out quick, get your playmakers in space, but the big play was that four-yard or the 5-yard tackle on first down, because they've now thrown two incompletions.
And now it looks like they're going to, well, it showed originally like they were going to go for it, but it looks like Moore is backing up the punt here.
And if he gets a good punt off, Nemaha Central doesn't have anyone back, so if he can get a good one here, they could pin him deep.
Hike will let this one sail over the head. Moore kicks it away, takes a cardinal bounce inside the 10, and rolls out of bounds at about the 8. So good job by Tony Moore. Well, the Nemaha Central defense, again, number one in the state in terms of points per game among all classifications. They give up one first down on that drive, but then force a punt after that. 4:47 to go opening quarter. Nemaha Central 6, Hoisington nothing. We'll keep it right here as we're getting set for the Thunder's second drive, but now they got a long way to go at their own 8-yard line.
Yeah, and this is what Nemaha Central did to Sabetha and have done to teams. You know, they can put together a 9-minute drive that goes about 90 yards. So if you're Hoisington, you don't want to fall into that. You want to go out and you want to get a quick stop here if at all possible.
First drive covered 5:40 off the clock, 65 yards. Carter Hike, a 6-yard run. The extra point was no good. 6-0 Nemaha Central, their second drive. First down and 10 at their own 8. Here's Hike faking the toss to Kramer. He's hit immediately left side, maybe to the 10 for 2, depending on forward progress. Nice play by Jason Robinson to get a stick in there on Carter Hike. Number 6 on number 6, and they'll give him maybe 2 at best. We'll call it second down and 8.
Dan. This might be a situation where with Hike, you give the ball to Strath and they run that RPO bubble sometimes that send him in motion, kind of like with a jet sweep. Kind of take the pressure off Hike. He already has 10 carries, and it's just like you're just your second drive. Maybe get the ball into Strath and give a different look here, but they're just going to go QB power, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, they keep going right back to Hike, and he's up near the 15. They'll get him 4, maybe 5, and he will get to the 15-yard line. So it's going to bring up third down and 3 after the gain of 5 there. From Carter Hike, again, he had 43 carries last week. 2 weeks ago, he had another game of 242 yards and 3 scores. 71% of the team's rushing yards this season entering today's game, and that's right on cue here late first quarter. Third down and 3, they go right back to him left side. He gets a good block, but he's hit, and I don't think he's going to get there. That was a great stick by Tony Moore, the senior quarterback of the defensive side for Hoisington, and Nemaha Central's 2 yards shy. It's 4th and 2.
Yeah, and they're going to punt here, which is obviously a smart decision You know, they kind of bottled up Hike there, and that's why I thought they might go to Strathman just to get him going to the outside, or even Cooper Kramer, who had that on a pitch earlier. Just take the eyes off of Hike a little bit. But, you know, Tony Moore's going to have to fly down from that safety position, because right now Nemo Sensor's just running straight ahead. He's going to have to make plays like he just did there. And Hoytington got a punt. Oh,
no. And it's a high snap, and Gonzalez chasing it into the end zone, and he just throws it downfield. Brockstrom is open, and he catches it at the 30-yard line. It's first down, Nemaha Central. Are you kidding me?
Well, they had people downfield, though, Brandon. That's what I was about to say. If they didn't have anyone downfield, Hoytington called for it, which is right, because they're going down to cover the punt. Gonzalez just made a great play.
That's a 35-yard pass from Josh Gonzalez to Aiden Brockstrom. It's not going to count.
They had men downfield because they were trying to cover the punt. So Gonzalez makes a great play. But Hoytington's right on it. They're like, hey,
so the officials
are downfield.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. So you're saying it's going to be Hoytington ball. Is that right?
They'll get the down back. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty for a legal man downfield. So they're going to get another chance to punt. But Hoytington was right on it because the officials on that Hoytington side on the far side, they were like, hey, they got people downfield. They got people downfield. So he throws his flag, which is the right call. It's a great play by Gonzalez to improvise, but his guys are going down to cover the punt. So it's the right call.
So he's going to have to punt it again. The snap. He was standing at about his 3-yard line.
It's a fantastic play, but it's the right call because they're going down to cover the punt. And
the snap was high. He picks it up in the end zone and then chucked it about 35 yards downfield. Brockstrom was wide open, made the catch.
Yeah. So,
but again, it's all for naught.
So it's all the pressure's on Cooper Kramer again, the long snapper, because he just had one high. So it's already in the back of his mind. He's got to get a good snap. Hoytington doesn't have anyone back to field the punt.
Well, Gonzalez, the first team all-league punter in the Big 7, did his well as he could, and it's a low-line driver into this snowy wind, and it's going to be down at about the 42 of Nemaha Central. So the Cardinals are going to have great field position on their second drive of the game. They got a big stop, 2:42 to go in this first quarter. Nemaha Central with a 6-0 lead on an opening drive touchdown from Carter Hike from 6 yards out. The extra point was no good, but here's a chance after the Cardinals' defense came up big, now with great field position for their second drive.
Yeah, and they easily could have gone for it on that fourth down and long from midfield, but they decided to play the field position game and trust their defense, and now they're set up in a good spot. And, you know, they still got to get past that Nemaha Central defense, but, you know, you're starting on the plus side, which is great for them.
First and 10, Hoisington at the Nemaha Central 42, going left to right here in the opening quarter. They go to Kraft, and he is hit and dropped. Two L's, Holden Bass. Forward progress to the 40 for 2. Kraft, a 1,000-yard rusher at 1,171 coming into the game. He's had 5 100-yard games, leads the team with 13 touchdowns, bottled up by maybe the defensive player of the year in 2A and Holden Bass, who gets 2 yards there, second down and 8 at the 40. They go tight set right, bunched up set there. One split wide receiver to the left side, nearly slipping in motion, was Ian Smith. And the ball is on the turf, and Nemaha Central recovers.
I think that was Kime.
It's Abram Kime who jumps on the ball. Another miss exchange there.
No, we got the wrong number. I'm sorry. That was 20.
That's Mackey.
Yeah.
That is Jack Mackey, the sophomore who has taken over the spot of Carter Sundbeck, who got injured in the Osage City game. And how about the sophomore with a fumble recovery here in the state championship game? First and 10, Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and similar to what Hoyson did on their first drive. They had a bobbled exchange, but it didn't hit the turf. And that time, they're trying to run a reverse the other way. It didn't look like he was going to get a bunch of yards anyway, but the fumbled exchange, the conditions obviously playing a factor, and Nemaha Central benefits, and they got a chance to go up 12-0, 13-0, somewhere in there at the very least towards the end of the first quarter here.
Well, that is another turnover forced by this defense. Here's Carter Hike, another left-side quarterback draw. He'll get up to the 45 for a gain of 4. Well, the Cardinals, again, got a big stop, forced Nemaha Central to punt deep in their own end zone. They had it inside the 40-yard line of the Thunder, facing second down, and they turn it over.
And that's similar to what Nemaha Central did last year to Kingman. Obviously, Kingman and Hoisin are great teams, but they force turnovers in key spots. And like Coach Baird said in his thing, you got to win the turnover battle. You got to win special teams. So they won special teams, they pinned them down deep, they forced a punt, but then you fumble in plus territory, and that's not the right winning recipe for a state title.
Well, they go 5 wide here, 3 right, 2 left, and empty the backfield for Hike, who takes it for a yard right up the middle. And give credit to this front for the Cardinals. Again, Caden Hoffman, you can't see him. It's hard to describe, but that is a big boy up front.
He looks like what you'd see on the sidelines at the K-State game tonight in an offensive or defensive lineman, just to give you a picture. I mean, we think Holden Bass is a big dude, but he's bigger than Holden Bass, and that's a good matchup up front, him as the nose guard.
Yeah, they got a three-down defensive line. They like to go either four or five linebackers, but this Hoisington team likes to go three down on the defensive front. Normally, you'll see 3-4-4. And Hoffman, again, that big, hefty nose guard, and the Thunder here with five wide again, three right, two left, third and five at the 45. Hike puts it down, trying to get through that first layer, and he shimmies for three. He's going to be short again, but just shy of midfield, another fourth and two. What does Nemaha Central do here?
Yeah, and it's a similar situation to Hoisington. Obviously, it's fourth and three, not fourth and 15, but you could punt and play for field position. They're probably going to wait till the end of the quarter because they don't have to run a play here. But
yeah, final 14 seconds potentially running off here.
You can play field position, or are you confident in your big offense line to get three? Because you don't want to give them the ball. They've had good field position twice. You force a punt, they turn it over. But you can't always bank on that getting a turnover. But we'll see at the end, out of the second quarter what they do.
Well, it's a big fourth and two play coming up for Nemaha Central as the first quarter is in the books. Class 2A state championship game, a snowy Salina District Stadium here today. It's a beautiful atmosphere, but a cold, snowy day. State champion's going to be crowned. Nemaha Central 6, Hoisington nothing. Second quarter coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Alongside Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls, Captain Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you here on KNZA. Class 2A state championship game in Salina as we get set to start the second quarter. Nemaha Central 6, Hoisington nothing. Trenton, out of the timeout here, we switch sides. Nemaha Central breaking the huddle. They have fourth and two just shy of midfield.
Yeah, it looks like this is the punt. You don't see Holden Bass. So they're going to punt. They're going to play. They're going to play. Pin them deep. That's fine. That's a great decision. Your defense has got a three and out. Well, they gave it that one down. So four and out, and then you force a fumble. So I like this decision. You've only given
and
up.
And you got the wind at your back now after you switch sides. So a better chance here for Gonzalez, the first-team All-League punter in the Big 7. He's
But the pressure's on Cooper Kramer.
Ready for
the pressure's on Cooper Kramer, though, as a long snapper, because he's already thrown one over, almost over the head of Gonzalez. That's a good snap, so that's a good start. And the first, like you said, first team all punter's going to get a good one here.
It's a high one, and it takes a very good Nemaha Central bounce, and it's going to rest at the 8-yard line. That's a big punt for Josh Gonzalez, and Hoisington will have it first and 10 at their own 8.
Yeah, do you remember the first time they played Sabetha? He had that play where it looked like he got hit as he was kicking the football away. That was a big play right before the half. Then he threw that pass, but it was unfortunate that there was men downfield because they were going to cover the punt. And he gets a great punt. I mean, that's what I mean by Gonzalez makes plays. He's winning special teams for him. That's why he's first league punter, because he can get off a bad snap or he can throw a pass to improvise. You know, Josh Gonzalez is such a big key, not only on the line, but as a punter for this team. He's made some crucial plays in crucial games for him down the stretch here. And now you get that defense in good spot.
Hoisington's third drive of the game, early second quarter, first and 10 at their own 8, and nowhere to go. They gave it to Kraft, and he might have lost a yard, and he got driven all the way back to the goal line, but again, that forward progress, and mentioning Gonzalez, he was in there, Holden Bass, Abe Hilbert. This is a nasty defensive front. They've been that way all season. Another big play, second down and 11.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're just going to be able to run that option, read option, dive up the middle, just because of how powerful that offensive line. You might have to win the game by going outside. If you're Hoisington,
well, we have yet to see much on offense. Just three carries for negative 4 yards here early for Kraft. And they haven't had much here in their first couple possessions. Also with a fumble. Man in motion here to the near side. It's Robinson. Moore keeps it himself. Right guard. He's hit initially. Breaks away from a tackle. Has a good run. And Hike is able to finish the job out of bounds right side. And that'll be close to a first down. That's a nice run of about 8 yards. It looked like Moore was bottled up at the line of scrimmage, busted through there. Now third and much more manageable, 2 yards to go.
Yeah, but they ran that between the guard and tackle. They didn't run that between the guard and center. So like I said, they went a little bit more to the outside because you're going away from the Holden Basses. You're going away from the Josh Gonzalez and even the Abe Hilberts because he's lined up more on the inside because they're making sure they're shutting down that middle because I guarantee you on film that's what they've seen. Hoyce is going to pound it up the middle, and they're going to get your big three horses up front to stop that. So the guys on the outside, Cooper Kramer and Mack, who had that fumble recovery at the defensive end position essentially, are going to have to win some reps here for Nemaw Central.
That was Moore for 9 officially, 3rd and 1, shy of the 20, they're at the 19. Man in motion, Bass moved up front, and I think they're going to get him here. Encroachment for 3. They sent Robinson in motion, and I think that triggered Holden Bass to just move enough, and it's going to be a free 5 and a first down on 3rd and 1.
And that was a good job by the Hoisin offensive line because he kind of flinched. He didn't really jump in, but it caused a lineman to move. So it was a smart play by the lineman to go because they don't call that if a lineman doesn't move. So a smart play to pick up a crucial first down, kind of get out of the shadow of your own end zone here.
That's the second penalty against Nemaha Central in the first half. A minute into the second quarter, 6-0 Thunder in the 2A state title game. First and 10, Hoisington going from right to left. They're at the Nemaha Central 23-yard line. Kraft on the carry, right side for 3. He'll cross the 25. Not much there. Now 4 penalties against Nemaha Central. That has been somewhat of a little bit of an issue. They had 2 penalties on that opening drive, but, of course, they ended with a touchdown. But 4 yards there for Kraft. That's his best run here in the first half. Second down and a long 6 here. And they got the line shoveled, but outside of that, this field is packed with snow. 6-0 Nemaha Central, second down and 6. At the 27-yard line, Cardinals going right to left, and they fake it to Kraft. Here's Moore again, a lot of open field, and he's got a big first down run all the way across the 45 and up to the 47. It's a gain of 20.
Yeah, and the field just took effect there because Carter Hike had him about 10 yards before that, but he slipped as he was breaking down to tackle. That sprung Moore for about 5 to 10 more yards at least. And you just mentioned the field. And I mentioned in the pregame, you're not going to see a lot of guys cutting or stopping on a dime. You're going to see straight ahead running because you can't make those cuts in this type of condition. And right there, the defender fell down, so the offense benefits.
Well, Moore's 0 for 2 passing, but he's got 3 totes for 46 yards. Near midfield at the 47 for Hoisington. Down 6-0 here early second quarter to Nemaha Central. They go right back to Kraft, wrapped up immediately by Bass, Gonzalez, and crew up front. It's a gain of 2 yards, second down and 8, shy at midfield at the 49. The longer we've gone here in this first half, the heavier it looks like the snow has picked up.
Yeah, it's a lot more visible to see. It wasn't real thin. Now it's kind of thick, but the guys are still on the field playing behind them or way ahead of them where they're trying to clear those lines and do as much as they can, but those shovels just doesn't have much of an effect.
Well, shout out to all the workers down there with the shovels. That is an important job here today. Trying to keep things clean as best they can. Still early second quarter. 6-0 Nemaha Central in the 2A state title game. Second down and 8 here for Hoisington. Shy of midfield. They go right up the gut with Kraft, and he is buried. He may have gotten a yard to midfield on forward progress, but that's it. They blow it dead. It's Holden Bass again, who entered this state title game with 20 tackles for loss. He could be, once again, he's a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year finalist. He's going to be a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year finalist. Could be the year he might win it here in 2A.
Yeah, and, I mean, he's got a good crewmates around him on that defensive line, but he's the anchor in the middle for sure. And Kraft, like we said in the pregame, has ran for almost 1,200 yards, but he's not going to do much if he's going one-on-one with Holden Bass in the A-gap. And obviously his rushing has showed that so far.
I've only seen 2 pass attempts. Let's see if they try one here on 3rd and 7. Moore will fake it. Does have some time, dumps it here left side. It is incomplete. Kramer was in coverage, and it was in and out of the hands of Mason Alderdice. It would have been a first down in Nemaha Central territory. Weather certainly a factor there. It's now 4th down and 7 at midfield.
Yeah, he tried to catch that against his body. That's, Moore has an 0-for-3, but he's had 2 drops from his guys where they should have made a catch. So, and it would have picked up a good amount of yards. One would have made it 3rd and short. On a second down pass, that would have been a first down. So they're going to punt for field position, it looks like, here again. But tough after you drive about 40-plus yards, getting out of the shadow of your own end zone. So at least you're flipping the field if you're the Cardinals.
Well, we can tell already the weather has certainly been a factor here. And it's going to be a pretty short kick. And it bounces straight in the air. And it's going to rest right at the 25-yard line. That is where Nemaha Central will take over. the 6-0 lead at 8:13 to go in this first half. Again, Brandon Tabman, Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls, Kirk Kilman. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Our game presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. So again, Nemaha Central takes over after they went 65 yards on their opening drive. We've seen punt, punt, fumble, punt, and another punt. So again, neither offense really much success here after that opening drive touchdown from NC. And remember, Hoisington won the toss, deferred to the second half. Here's Hike, first carry of this drive. He goes right guard, and he's up near the 30. Looks like shy of the 30 at the 29 for a gain of 4. Second down and 6.
And he's already nearing about 20 carries. He had 40-plus last week. And, you know, like I said, maybe try and get the ball in the hands of Kramer, who had a nice tote, and or maybe Strassman, who has that speed outside, just to give him a different look and take the eyes off Hike maybe for a little bit, and then he'll bust one hopefully later for the Thunder. But
he's completed his only pass. The only other player that has a carry besides Hike is Kramer. He had one carry for 4 yards. Outside of that, Rockstroman had the one catch, but it's been the Hike show just as it's been all year. And now he tried to bounce right, then went back left, and the offensive line is pushing him near a first down. He was bobbled up at the 30, and he's going to end up at the 35, and it's going to be a first down run of about 7.5 yards.
Yeah, and we've seen that many times. You got to bring him down or at least have someone on his legs, because then they start pushing him, he falls over. But you're going to see that with that big offensive line, especially in a condition like this. We've seen it all year that the Hike gets stood up, and they just come and push him behind. They got 5, maybe 6 more yards than they should have right there.
So another first down for Nemaha Central. They got 5 here in the first half. There's the snap. Carter Hike again, and he just dives forward to the 38-yard line for a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7 at the Nemaha Central 38-yard line, 6:50. Clock moving first half. It is a 6-0 Thunder lead on a Hike touchdown in the opening drive of the game. But again, the weather has played a factor. We've seen 4 punts and a fumble in the 5 possessions between the two teams after that Nemaha Central touchdown. And the snow is, again, not slowing down anytime soon, it looks like. Second down and 8. They go right side with Hike this time. A little stutter, upended. Good hit by Jason Robinson going low at the knees to cut down Hike for just a gain of 1. So it's going to bring up third down and about 7, shy of the 40-yard line at the 39. It has been field position, field position, field position. I think we've seen, what, 3, 4 combined passes between the two teams so far? Just 1 for Hike. He completed it to Brockstrom. Well, if you count the one Gonzalez threw 35 yards on the punt to Brockstrom, that was wiped away. Well, what do you think here, Trenton, this play call?
I think
third and 7, the 40.
I think you might pass the football here. It looks like they're going to go. They've ran out of this formation with Bass in the backfield. They're going to call a timeout.
And Nemaha Central's going to burn it. Yeah. So Nemaha Central's got to burn it. TO. They're facing third and 7 at their own 39. 5:44 to go until halftime, leading 6-0. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 6-0 Nemaha Central in the state championship game. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
The Snow Bowl here in Salina, the Class 2A state championship game. 5:44 to go in the first half. Nemaha Central, a 6-0 lead against Hoisington, facing third down and 7 at their own 39-yard line. Going from left to right here in this second quarter, we do have our first state champion crowned in the 8-man D1 ranks. We had just seen Linden knocking off Wichita County, the 2-time defending champ. So Linden in their, what, third year in 8-man ranks? Won a state championship. So, of course, coming up at about 2 o'clock, it'll be Axtell taking on South Central. That game you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. Here's a pass play. Third and seven. Hike's got some time. Near side throw with a duck. It's in the air, and it's picked off by Robinson. It's picked off by Hoisington at the 45. He's running to the far side. He's got some room. Midfield 45 down to the 40. Jason Robinson, a team leading now, ninth interception on the year for the junior strong safety, and a turnover by the Thunder has set up Hoisington first down and 10 at the Thunder 40-yard line.
Yeah, and he returned that all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, holding Bass, chasing down. But Hike just underthrew it just a little bit to Broxman, because Broxman might have had a half step, but he underthrew it just a little bit and tried to come back and fight for the football, but he had a better angle to the football there, did Robinson, and he was able to pick that off. And Hoisington for the third time, this is their fourth possession, but the third time with great field position. Can they finally capitalize? It's just 5:29 left here in the first half.
Both teams have turned it over here in the first half. Can the Cardinals capitalize, trailing 6-0? Here's Tony Moore on a give, or on a carry, I should say. Kept it himself. Nice run right between the guards behind his center, and he'll gain 5 to the 35. It's second down and 5. Well, this is your chance. Again, you had the good field position before that fumble right towards the end of the first quarter, and now you force just the fifth interception of the season from Carter Hike. And as you mentioned, an underthrown ball. And Robinson now has 9 interceptions in what is the 13th game for Hoisington. Pretty darn good for the strong safety and the junior in Robinson. Second and 5, a man in motion. That is Hoffman, the big daddy. And a good run there and a good block. It's a first down run for Tony Moore. And he's down to the Nemaha Central 25-yard line. It's a gain of 10.
Yeah, that was a Holden Bass type play. Except Holden Bass hasn't gone motion. He's just lined up and going forward. They kind of motioned him over. But like you said, well, your biggest guy, give him a head start in conditions like this. Why not? I don't know if they took that from the playbook. They probably had that play in their back pocket. But a good play call by Hoisington. They're approaching the red zone for the first time today. And, you know, like you said, the big daddy. I mean, you
by the way, yeah, you mentioned big daddy Caden Hoffman listed in the book 320.
Yeah, that's what
every
I said.
Bit of it.
And he's going to probably going motion again here as he's in the backfield. Get those big guys in motion. Get him a head start. It's a good, smart strategy.
And here is Tony Moore. He is knocked down, and a nice play by the sophomore Caleb Strothman. If he breaks away from Strothman near side, that might be a touchdown for Tony Moore. Instead, it's a gain of 2 yards to the 23, second down and 8.
And as long as you don't fall down, tackling is easier today. I've mentioned it a couple of times. Guys aren't going to be able to juke you out, hurdle, spin, whatever, because they're going to slip too. So as long as you can break down and not fall yourself, tackling's way easier today, and looks like we have a problem with the chains maybe on the far side.
I think they're getting a new football.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good call.
For the officials bringing in a new ball. 3:44. The clock continues to move. Poison is pointing. If they're doing this, they should be stopping the clock.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah.
Well, they finally stop it at 3:41, so there was maybe 10 or 15. Yeah, they're going to reset the game clock. So they put about 10 seconds or so back on the clock.
Yeah, this is an important drive for Nemaha, though, because Hoisington deferred.
Yeah, they'll get the ball.
If they could do the old double dip here, if you're not careful, but you've had a great defense all year, and they got to stand up right here.
Second and 8 at the Nemaha Central 22-yard line. Here is a play action. Moore looking near side. He is drilled as he throws it, and sliding and falling is Carter Hike. Would have been an interception. He got absolutely mollywopped by Abe Hilbert. Just fortunate for him that that ball was incomplete, because Hike slipped at about the 5-yard line. There was nobody else near it. Hike slipped what probably would have been an interception.
Yep. You can thank the weather people that's snowing today, because in normal conditions, if Hike gets that, no snow on the field, he might take that 95 yards for a pick six. So
Abe Hilbert just laid the wood on Moore, but just fortunate he's okay. Now 3rd and 8 at the 22. Shotgun set, Robinson in motion across the face of Moore. They go quarterback dive, bouncing to the right side, gets a good block. And getting a first down is Tony Moore. He breaks away from 2 tackles, including one from Aiden Broxterman, who could have had him 4 yards shy, but a athletic run by the quarterback inside the 15 to the 13-yard line, a gain of 9. They needed 7 or so, and that is a big third-down conversion for Hoisington.
Yeah, and like I said at the top of the broadcast in the pregame, it's going to be a battle of Moore and Hike, and so far they've made plays when they've needed to. Moore right there with his legs. He hasn't had the passing game just yet. He's had a couple of drops and lucky just didn't throw an interception, but he's using his legs very effectively now with Hike. Doesn't have the volume of carries, but he has a good amount of yards with it.
Well, how about 7 for 72 yards? So averaging 10 yards a carry here in the first half is Tony Moore. 1st and 10 at the Nemaha Central 13. A 6-0 Thunder lead under 4 minutes to go in the first half. They go to Kraft here, who's been quiet, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage. Forward progress to the 11 at best, Abe Hilbert, Holden Bash, Josh Gonzalez, the three big defensive linemen, the first to hit the stick there on Kraft. And again, forward progress, maybe a yard and a half or two to the 11. It'll bring up second down.
Yeah, and I know that's probably been your bread and butter play, a dive with Kraft there, but it hasn't worked in eight. I don't think it's ever going to work if they can't get a push up front because...
Yeah, just seven carries for 4 yards today for Kraft, who entered the game at nearing 1,200 yards.
Yeah, Bass and Hilbert have shut that down fantastic today.
Second down, and we'll call it a long eight. Two wide receivers split left, ball right hash. He looks left, throws it, knocked up and down, and Gonzalez almost picked it off in the air. Batted down by Josh Gonzalez. He had a couple of pass breakups this season. But, man, now 0 for 5 passing is more, and that is twice on this drive, and I think we got a timeout here. Is that what I just saw? Okay.
Yeah, Coach Ballard was halfway on the field. He was very upset with that play. It's a big third down here, as they call it, timeout. And I think if Moore just waited a half second longer, he had Ian Smith breaking wide open in the end zone because there was no one on him. I don't know if it was a bust in coverage or what, but if he just waited, held the ball for a half second and adjusted his eyes, he might have had a wide open touchdown pass. But here you go, Nemaw Central. This is your chance right here because they have third and long from their own 11. I don't know if they have a field goal kicker.
Taylen Morales is their kicker. He is a sophomore. He has hit a couple of field goals this year.
In these conditions, though?
A little tough.
Yeah,
that's kind of my next thought. Is it two plays here to get 8 yards?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if they try to at least get themselves maybe 4 or 5 yards and set themselves up for maybe fourth and short. You're down 6-0. So Nemaha Central has a 6-0 lead. We're at 2:53 to go in this first half. After that initial Thunder touchdown on the opening drive, it's just been punts and turnovers is all we've seen here in the first half. Each team's turned it over. Both teams have multiple punts. And now this is the best opportunity here for the Cardinals with under 3 minutes to go, down 6, but they got 3rd and 8 at the Thunder 11-yard line. They go shotgun set, Kraft left side, 2 receivers left, 1 right, and they will go to Kraft, and he's grabbed at the ankles, and he's going to fall forward inside the 10 to about the 8 for 4, maybe 3. They give him 3. So it's 4th down, and we'll call it a short 6.
Yeah, and I don't see Morales right onto the field. So here's
a huge play here.
Yeah, and Holden Bass had him at the ankles, but crap, no one came to finish him off, and finally someone did. So that's why he was able to fall forward for a couple. But you need the 3 here. So it's about 4th and a short 6. And
we'll call it 4th and a long 5. Here we go, late first half. Boisington down 6-0. They're inside the Nemaha Central 10, going for it on 4th and 5. Moore back to pass, throws it across the middle. It's incomplete, but a flag is thrown.
Rockshaman was there just a half second early, and it's a bang-bang play.
But
he was there a half second early. He blasted him from behind, and, you know, it was a quick little slant pass. And
Carson Mason, the intended receiver, and it hit him in the chest, but you said it was a bang-bang play. But that 50-50 shot, they're going to give it to the Cardinals here. Pass interference on 4th down. It'll be 1st and goal.
So they're going to put it at the 4. So it's
It's still a 4th down play. What'd they call there?
They called pass interference, so it's half the distance to the goal. So it's 4th and about a yard.
So they still got to get it here. So it's not an automatic 1st down. So it's 4th and 1 at the 4. They need the 3. Bunch set. Moore in the gun with Kraft to his right. They got Hoffman, the big heavy set in motion from left to right. They will follow him. And he breaks a tackle inside the 5, and he stood up at the 1. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Yeah, Nordis had him, stood him up, but he spun off, and Tony Moore just made a huge play. And, you know, it's a tough, like you said, on the initial 4th down play, Brushman just bang, bang right there. And
I think if you don't call it, you're good with it either way.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, they make the call, and on 4th and 1 at the 4, Tony Moore, who's been the consistent piece on offense for the Cardinals in the first half.
Let's see how this exchange is, because they're lining up.
Gets through Nordis for a 4-yard touchdown, and the game is tied at 6 with 2:02 to go in this first half.
I thought I saw Morales run onto the field. They might have taken him off. I thought they might kick the extra point. Yeah, they did. They just broke the huddle. So let's see how this exchange is, because it was not good for Nemaha Central. This is the same way where Nemaha Central scored their touchdown. So
Morales will go for the extra point, and the exchange was botched by Brocksterman on the Thunder's opportunity, so they couldn't even get one off. Let's see if Boisington can take the lead here before the half. Morales does get the kickoff, and it's good. But the Cardinals take advantage of the Carter Hike turnover, and they go down the field. And with 2 minutes to go in this first half, they have a lead on Nemaha Central. Cardinals 7, Thunder 6. You're listening to the 2A State Championship game right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Coverage of the 2A state championship game here in a snowy Salina District Stadium. Brandon, Trenton, Jacob, and Kurt all with you. And Trenton, something we haven't really said a whole lot this season, Nemaha Central trailing. And the Cardinals now have a lead of 7-6 with 2:02 to go in this first half. Thunder will get the ball with a little bit of time. This is a huge drive. Can they get something? Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half, but a 40-yard drive that took 3:27 off the clock, and Tony Moore with a big 4-yard touchdown run on 4th-and-1, giving the Cardinals a lead.
Yeah, and you just don't want to turn the ball over here. Go a quick 3 now. Hoyson has 2 timeouts because they get the ball to start the second half, and you know they have the momentum on their side right now. So you got to be very careful on this drive, protect the football, and see how Hike can do on this return here from about the 15.
Hike picks it up, running near side. He's at the 20, 25, has a lane, 35 up to midfield, and he has finally spun down at the 46 for the Cardinals.
And that's exactly why
Sabetha. That's a near 40-yard return for Carter Hike.
And that's exactly why Sabetha kicked it out of bounds both times they kicked off last week, because you don't want Carter Hike with open space like that, because he's a physical runner and he's shifty. And like I said, about a 40-plus yard return there puts him on the plus side, and they're right in business. And, you know, Hike has 19 carries already. That's what I'm saying. Maybe open it up to the different guys just because they're keying in on him so much, you know. Maybe run an end around with Strathman. Get his speed to the outside because they're going to be bunched in tight, so maybe
you think,
catch him off guard.
Do you think the weather's kind of playing into effect with the play calling as well?
I think it does have a little bit of an effect on Coach Glatzik, but he's smart enough. They're actually going to pass here on first half. How about that?
So they throw it here to the far side left. They were looking for Strathman diving attempts, and it's incomplete. Boy, it seems like with this weather, when they do pass, that ball feels like it is in the air for a long time. And that was about a 20-yard air pass there, which would have been a first down at around the 30. But officially, that was a 38-yard kickoff return by Hike, and it's going to bring up second down and 10 at the 46 of the Cardinals with 1:45 to go in this first half. Hoisington has a 7-6 lead.
I don't mind that on first down. Like I said, you got to take some of the pressure off of Hike and all those guys just keying in on him. That's fine. I thought maybe a run play because of the guys, but the pass play is just fine. You just got to complete it, though, is the thing.
Both teams with 2 timeouts remaining in this first half. They do got Bass back there. Kramer, some movement up front.
But their line didn't move, so they can get back. They have the ability to get back. If Nemaha Central, someone on the line moved, that's a free 5.
Well, Nemaha Central coaches and fans wanted it. Hike here on a carry left side. He'll get to the 41 for about 5. We got the Nemaha Central fans on our side because that was called twice against the Thunder earlier in this half, that little movement and a free 5 on an encroachment. Now Cardinals had to get a player off the field quickly, and we get a stoppage of play. But it's a 3rd-and-5 play from the 46-yard line. From the 41.
Yeah, and like I said, if someone on the line for Nemaha Central had to move, because a defensive player has the ability to get back out of the neutral zone, so that's why it wasn't called there.
So it's a big 3rd-and-5. Here is Hike. Gets a nice block, and he is 8 up and dropped. Ian Smith hits him at the line of scrimmage, and it's no gain on the play, and it's 4th-and-5. And Hoisington's going to take a timeout with 69 seconds remaining.
And, you know, that was a conditions play because they had a good block on the outside. And Kyler Russell, who helped stood him up there, was a guy getting blocked. And I think in normal conditions, Hike's able to bounce that out, but he's not able to cut or make that step move. And
well, correction, Nemaha, sorry to cut you off. Nemaha actually took that timeout.
No, that was pretty much the end of my thought of, you know, Hike just couldn't bounce that to the outside. I think in better conditions he's able to, but not trusting his footing necessarily with the snow. And, you know, I think you go for it if you're Nemaha Central here. I think you got to play.
I think that's
aggressive.
Why they call the timeout, so that you feel like this might be a scenario where Coach Gladstone gets his guys over there and goes, "What are you guys feeling here?" Because I mean, you think the defense has shown all season that they've been the best defense among all classifications in terms of points per game. So
if you punt,
you're going to have a minute left if you're Hoisington, even if they get the stop. It's touchdown or bust, because how far of a field goal can you really have here?
Right, and
you got to probably get it pretty close if you're Hoisington, but 69 seconds left, 109. Hoisington has a 7-6 lead. Nemaha Central has 4th and 5 from the Cardinals 41 after this timeout. So
yeah, I see Bass in the huddle, and Bass is a good inter carrier because he's not on the punt coverage team. He's on the sideline, so they're going to be going for this unless it's a pooch punt. I think you have to go for it because if you punt, you're surrendering the ball until who knows how long in the third quarter, because Hoisington gets it to end the half, and they're going to get it at the beginning of the second half, barring a turnover of some sort. So I like this play call, and they have Bass in the backfield. They've always ran out of it, so maybe you see a pass here, possibly from Hike.
Well, they go right side and getting away from an initial hit, and he's not going to get the first down.
He's about a yard and a half short.
As Hoffman wrapped him up, he was hit by Smith before he even got back to the line of scrimmage. That play was blown up by the Cardinals. Man, a good defensive stand, about a yard shy, and it's a turnover on downs by Nemaha Central. And now, with a minute left in this half and a 7-6 lead, Hoisington, it's good field position at about, what is that, the 42, maybe the, or correction, that's,
yeah, that's the
inside the 40, that's at the 37, 38-yard line.
So they have 61 seconds and 2 timeouts, but just don't get bit by the big play, because all the success they've had is running the football with Moore. So as long as you don't allow a big run to Tony Moore, you're going to be just fine.
2 timeouts for Hoisington. They go to Kraft, and he's hit and dropped immediately by Bass. No gain. Might have been a tackle for loss.
Yeah, I don't understand, unless that's just Hoisington saying, all right, we'll take the 7-6 lead going into the half, and that's what it looks like, because they're not necessarily in hurry up. They're not using their timeout.
Well, the clock stopped, so.
Maybe they did? Nope.
It's continuing to go. It's just skipping a few seconds.
The clock malfunction. So I think Hoisington said, okay, we're content here going to the half.
Yeah, it looks like they're just wanting to maybe run one more play or two and get this thing into the half with a 7-6 lead.
They don't want to risk a turnover. I don't know if anyone watched the Iowa-Nebraska game, but
that was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of turnovers at the end of the game. So they're going to play conservative and take that lead, because that dive to Kraft hasn't worked. That was probably the best one right there for about 5.
Yeah, Kraft maybe to the 41, maybe the 42, 4 or 5 maybe, third down, but there's just 15 seconds left. And
going to bring us to half, partner.
I think that's going to take us to halftime. Teams are still in the huddle, but, well, weather has certainly played a factor in this first half. You can absolutely tell the snow has continued to fall and continued to pack this field. Nemaha Central, the defending champs, in a barn burner with number 2 Hoisington. Folks, halftime is here at the Class 2A State Championship game. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, highlandcc.edu. For more information, Hoisington 7, Nemaha Central 6, and our halftime coverage starts after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hey everyone, join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our halftime coverage, it's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. The Class 2A State Championship game, a snowy Salina District Stadium. And alongside Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls on the stats, Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tadman. 7-6, the Hoisington Cardinals have a lead over the defending champs in Nemaha Central. Let's kind of break down this first half. Again, Nemaha Central, they got the ball to start the game. Hoisington won the toss, deferred to the second half. So that means the Cardinals, again, will have the ball to start the second half here in about 13 minutes or so. But it was a great first drive by the Thunder. They went 65 yards and took nearly half the clock in the opening quarter. Carter Hike, a 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point was no good. Nemaha Central had an early 6-0 lead. But after that, the weather started picking up. The snow certainly picked up and got a little bit more heavy. And after that touchdown, we saw a punt, a fumble, another punt into the second quarter. After that, we saw an interception by Nemaha Central thrown by Hike. Jason Robinson, his 9th of the season, set up the Cardinals about halfway through that second quarter at the Nemaha Central 40, and they were finally able to capitalize on a 40-yard drive that took 3:27 off the clock. Quarterback for the Cardinals, Tony Moore, a 4-yard touchdown run. They were able to knock the extra point through. 7-6 at that point, and then Nemaha Central got it back. They turned it over on downs, and Hoisington got it to the half at that point with a 7-6 lead. So, Trenton, first thoughts, early thoughts on what we saw here in this first half.
Do you have what time that they threw that interception for Nemaha Central?
It was right once the first play snaps for the Cardinals after that. There was 5:29 left in the half.
So you dominated the game for the first, 18 minutes of the game if you're Nemaha Central, and then you kind of lost the last 5.5 minutes. So I don't think there's a lot of panic. I think offensively you got to get the ball into someone else's hands other than Height, because they're just putting 9 in the box. And, you know, it doesn't matter how big your offensive line, you can only block so many people at once. I think you got to maybe try and go to the outside and find some success, because, like you said, they have 9 people in the box, and you can only block so many people. Defensively, you've done fine. Tony Moore's just made a couple plays. I mean, he's a playmaker like Hike is, and he's bounced some runs to the outside, and, you know, you had a fourth down stop, a bang-bang pass interference call, and then they run it on a touchdown on the next play. So that's kind of tough break there. But, you know, if you don't fumble the extra point, it's probably a 7-7 game. So there's no real panic. I mean, you're only down 1. You played pretty good. I think you just got to share the load a little bit on the offensive end, because they're putting 9 in the box, and you got to do something. Go to the outside with Strathman or Kramer, someone, just to change it up a little bit. Defensively, just wrap up more better. I mean, like I said, he's broken some runs, and that's been about it, really. Otherwise, you've controlled the game.
Well, we'll take a look at some scores from some other state title games as we have some time here at halftime. Again, our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. 2A here in Salina, it's a snowstorm. Field is packed and covered. Fans are braving it. We're up in the press box, and we appreciate that greatly. Again, our score at the half, 7-6, Hoisington over Nemaha Central, and we're back after another timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car.
And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, we continue on here halftime at Salina District Stadium. It is snowing and it's coming down. It has not stopped since the opening kick. Class 2A state title game. It is Hoisington 7, Nemaha Central 6. Again, alongside Trenton Craxner, Jacob Earls, Captain Kirk Hillman. I'm Brandon Tabb, and everyone out there braving the elements here today. Let's look around at the other scores that we have for you on this state championship Saturday. Class 3A, it's Cheney and Hayden. Of course, Hayden beating Holton last week, and Cheney has a 13-7 lead over the Wildcats. That is late second quarter. In Class 1A, of course, a game on KARE 93.7 FM, Conway Springs. They have a 21-6 lead on the Chargers of Jefferson County North. That one is at the half. Tom Couts on the call there. The 8-man Division 1 game went final earlier. Linden, the state champs, they knock out Wichita County, the two-time champs, 34-6. So Linden, the 8-man Division 1 state champs here in 2023. Of course, the 4, 5, and 6A games, those were not moved. So, again, those were 1 o'clock start time, so those just getting going across the state here today. Well, let's continue our coverage here. Again, the two drives for these scores for both of these teams. Again, the opening drive for Nemaha Central, it went 12 plays, 65 yards, and about 5.5 minutes worth, and was Carter Hike a 6-yard run. They failed on the extra points, and then the drive with just a couple minutes to go in the first half for Hoisington. It was Tony Moore, a 4-yard run, 9 plays, 40 yards, 3 minutes and 27 seconds off the clock there. So again, Trenton, as we look kind of towards the second half here, the weather's not stopping, it's not changing, and the one touchdown for Hoisington came off a short field after the Carter Hike interception. Outside of that, the Cardinals really haven't been able to do much on offense. So you would think it's going to be a field position battle, just what we saw here in the first half.
Yeah, and you're outgaining them by 23 yards. You only gained 108 yards yourself, and they have 85 yards all on the ground. They haven't completed a pass. But, you know, looking at some of the individual statistics, like you said, Tony Moore's averaging 9.3 yards per carry right now, 8 for 74. He had that touchdown run. So, I mean, you've done a great job on Kraft. He only has 10 carries for 12 yards. But you look at the Nemaha Central side I talked about. Hike has 23 carries for 92 yards. And I think outside of that first drive where he had about 9 for 50, he's about 14 for 40 lately. So like I said, spread the ball out just a little bit more offensively. I think you're going to be just fine. The big thing is getting a stop here out of the break. Holden Bass is leading them in tackles. Have a couple tackles for a loss. But, yeah, stop Tony Moore because you stopped Kraft up the middle. It's just a matter of those guys on the outside making tackles because the interior linemen are winning defensively. And then I think offensively, you know, Carter Hike's great. He's been great for you all year, but when they're putting 9 in the box, you got to run some to the outside. Use the speed of Strathman. He's not going to necessarily reach top speed with the conditions, but get him or Kramer on the outside. Maybe you beat him in alignment or some way and you break a big run of some sort. But like I said, no reason to panic if you're the Thunder. You've been here. You know, you're a botched exchange on the extra point from probably being a 7-7 game. Just get a stop out of the break and, you know, do what you do, wear teams down, and pull it out at the end.
Both teams being led by their quarterbacks on the ground. Carter Hike just shy of 100 yards, 92 on already 23 carries. And you mentioned Tony Moore, 8 for 74, both have touchdowns. Quarterbacks are combined 1 of 8 passing. We've seen one completed pass. The weather has a big part in that. Neither of these teams pass it a whole lot, but certainly can when they needed to throughout the course of the year. I mean, you look at Tony Moore, he had near 1,500 yards coming in through the air. Carter Hike was close to 1,000 yards themselves. But again, weather playing a huge factor. Can either team make a big play in the pass game?
Yeah, and for Hoisington, they've had a couple in their hands that they've dropped. Hike had the big one to Strathman on their touchdown drive, a huge third down conversion. And then otherwise, he underthrew that one on the interception. And then they got the ball back after giving up that touchdown, kind of overthrew a guy, probably trying to compensate because he underthrew the last one they threw. But, you know, even if it's like a bubble on an RPO read to Strathman or to Kraft if you're Hoisington, you know, it doesn't have to be down the field. It could be short, intermediate, just a little simple screen pass to get your playmakers out in space, and hopefully a defender slipped in the snow. We've seen that a couple different times already on both sides. You never know what could happen, but I think this game might come down to a big pass play one way or another, whether it's an interception or someone breaks it.
Or it's a field position game. Don't turn it over, you know, deep in your own territory. That's how Hoisington got the short field on the interception, and it was a 22-yard return by Robinson that set him up at the 40-yard line and ultimately cashed right before the half and gave the Cardinals a 7-6 lead. Again, getting you caught up here. Of course, we're here on KNZA 103.9. Care 93.7 right now. It's the 1A title game, Jefferson County North. They were trailing Conway Springs at the half. And then, of course, coming up on KMZA 92.1, Jared Tlepe is in Newton as Axtell will look for their third straight 8-man D2 title as they have the longest winning streak in the state right now. And they will have that kickoff at 2 o'clock. Again, that'll be on 92.1. Again, our halftime score in the 2A title game, it's Hoisington 7, Nemaha Central 6. We'll get you set for the second half right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Farmers, preseason discounts, truckload discounts, and flexible financing options all add up to a great year-end discount for you. Now is an exciting time for you to take advantage of those discounts. Just like the Nemaha Central football team, a balanced team produces success. Your balanced crops turn into healthy crops. And with a successful team, the Thunder can produce another state championship. For your field, a healthy crop will produce optimum yields. Ensure your field is producing like the Thunder do on the field. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop by calling 800-635-4743 today.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Our halftime coverage, it's been brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Trent and Jacob, Kurt, Brandon, all with you, getting set for the second half of the 2A state championship game. It's Nemaha Central in Hoisington. Cardinals lead the Thunder 7-6. We'll step aside for one more timeout, get you set for the start of the second half. Right after this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of the Class 2A state championship.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Class 2A State Football Championship here in a snowy Salina District Stadium. Alongside Trenton Craxner, Jacob Earls, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you. Nemaha Central and Hoisington, Cardinals a 7-6 lead. They have a touchdown run from Tony Moore in the second quarter. Carter Hike, the lone touchdown for Nemaha Central. In the first quarter, the difference, though, a botched extra point. Cardinals have the 7-6 lead. They'll get the ball to start the second half. Trenton, talk about some second-half keys for this one.
Yeah, I think we kind of touched on a little bit during our halftime talk is, you know, I think we were just looking at it. Not counting incomplete passes, the interception, Nemaha Central has 25 plays where they've ran the ball or thrown a completion, and 23 of those plays is Carter Hike run. So, like I said, I think you just got to spread it out a little bit. Just make them take a guy out of the box or something because they're putting nine in the box, and they're just keying in on Hike. I think you have a great offensive line, no doubt, but like I said, you can only block so many people at once, and I think maybe Stratham to the outside, Kramer, someone, Rockstrom, just someone to give it a different. But defensively, stop Tony Moore. I think that's pretty simple. He's the only guy that's really hurt. He's broke a couple different runs where he's broken some tackles, but like I said, it's a razor-thin margin because you're only down one because you botched an extra point. In a state championship game, that's all that it might come down to. It's razor-thin the margin to win a game here, but no reason to panic. You've been here. No, panic ain't sent in yet. You got plenty of time.
Nemaha Central, 108 yards of offense in the first half. Hoisington, 85. Our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yangston and Courtney Brockhoff. Here we go. Start of the second half. Nemaha Central kicking from right to left, and it's going to be a fair catch at the 34-yard line. And going from left to right, Cardinals with a 7-6 lead. The opening possession here in the third quarter. So Trenton's key in the second half, stop Tony Moore, who had a great first half on the ground. 74 yards on just 8 carries and that touchdown run.
And that defense that's pitched all those shutouts, this is the time where they got to stiffen up. Maybe force another turnover and set up your offense in a good spot.
Shotgun set here with Kraft to his right. A man split to the right. They're going to run a reverse here, and they flip it to Alderdice, who's getting caught in the snow, but he's got all sorts of room to the 40, 45, and it's a first down. He's blasted out of bounds by Strothman at the 49-yard line. A reverse and a gain of 15 yards and a big first down there for the Cardinals.
That's a good thing that Strothman pushed him out of bounds because Alderdice showed some speed, but Holden Bass blew that play up and they collided more in Alderdice, and it was almost a fumble, but everyone over-pursued this way, and he had some space. So, I mean, when things are going right for you like Hoisington, you know, you make plays like that.
Ball left side hash. They go left to right. Tucked up set with two tight ends to the right. Kraft in the backfield. They send a man in motion. That's Smith. They go to Kraft, and he's blasted by Gonzalez. And now he pulls the ball out, and Gonzalez is taken off towards the end zone, but I think they blew it dead.
They already blew the whistle, and we don't have replay. They're telling him run to the end zone, but it's just a waste of breath because...
So they stopped forward progress because I don't think even Kraft hit the dirt. I think they just stopped the forward progress, but Gonzalez...
The official on the Hoisington side was pointing at the ground, so maybe his knee went down, or he thought, in his opinion, the forward progress was stopped.
Gonzalez with the initial hit, and it was Keim who came away with the ball.
Yeah, and they were telling him run to the end zone the last 15 yards, but there's no point in it because we don't have replay.
Thunder fans are not happy below us.
Hey, you know, they might have a point. Well, obviously, it was to the far side. We didn't necessarily get a great view, and we don't, like I said, we don't have replays. So that's really unfortunate because that could have been a takeaway and a potential defensive touchdown.
Second down and 10. They go no yards there for Kraft. Now Moore here on a quarterback keeper. He just falls forward on top of his big 320-pound lineman and Caden Hoffman leading the way. And it's going to be third down and 8 at the Nemaha Central 48-yard line after a gain of 2.
Third and long, you got to make a play because more than likely they're going to pass or it's going to be Moore taking off running. And you know, you might get bad field position on a punt, but you got to stand up here and stop the drive because you're facing a third and long. This is where you got to make plays.
They send the sophomore wide receiver Mason Martin wide to the right. Ball left hash. Kraft right side. Now they go back in motion to the big man in Hoffman. Moore will just go right behind him. Ball nearly got stripped. Now Hike laying the wood and forward progress to the 45. It's going to bring up fourth down and 4 from the near hash.
Yeah, and if Nemaha Central came in there late, that ball was starting to move just a little bit. Obviously,
looked like Mackey almost had a strip there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They almost had him at that big collision after he broke the initial contact. I think jarred the ball just a little bit. And luckily for Moore, no one from Nemaha Central tried to come in and punch that out. But it looks like it's about 4th and 5. I think you got to punt. With how great your defense has played for Hoyston, I think you got to keep that field position. But
at the Nemaha Central 44, they go trips left, a receiver right. 4th down and 5 yards to go.
Back is similar to what Nemaha Central because he got back and it's not an offense for a free first down.
So they're going to go for it, throw to the flat, and it's incomplete. So what could have been disaster at a near offsides, basket's back in time, and there was definite miscommunication on the route. It looked like he was looking for maybe a 5 and out. There was nobody there. The pass goes to nobody, incomplete. And the Nemaha Central defense, they do get the stop. It's a turnover on downs. You think they should have punted there. Do you think that's the right call?
I mean, only up 7-6, and when field position's been so important, and how Nemaha Central can just get going in a heartbeat. I don't like that decision, but, you know, if someone moves on your offensive line, you might get that first down because Holden Bass was in the neutral zone. It would have been his third pre-snap penalty of the day, but no one moved. Similar to what Nemaha Central did in the first half, it was a short carry by Hike. It's similar. Nemaha Central was upset, but no one moved on the offensive line, so you can get back like Bass did there. So it's happened on each way now where the offensive line didn't realize it.
Hike gets 3 there. As he's been over 90% pretty much of the offense today for Nemaha Central. It's nothing new. He is shy of midfield at the 48-yard line. Thunder first possession here of the third quarter. They got a big stop, a turnover on downs. They trail Hoisington 7-6. We're not quite 3 minutes in to this third quarter. Hike in the gun, Bass in front of him. He goes right instead of Bass to the left, lowering the shoulder, and the heavy momentum will carry him 2 more yards into Hoisington territory at about the 47. He'll be shy of the first down by about a yard or two. It all depends on the spot, but it'll bring up third down in about a yard and a half.
Man, they've ran that formation, which we've seen a lot today. Nemaha Central calling a timeout. Or
an official's timeout here.
The music on the scoreboard. The music's on the scoreboard. There's some type of music playing, so
hey,
I think Nemaha Central is like, "Hey, can we stop that?"
Well, we're in the booth, yeah. So we couldn't really hear anything. So
can't
hear a whole lot out there.
They've ran that formation with Bass kind of lined up, and a pistol says one of the fullbacks. And
now another stoppage of play.
It's still not stopped, I don't think.
Okay.
Oh, it's not stopped. Yeah, I took off my earpiece for a second. The music hasn't stopped yet. I don't know what guy's controlling that. I mean, we're not too far. Maybe we'll go over and tell me if they didn't hear the official. But there's a big third and about a yard and a half.
And there's the sarcastic cheer from the fans below us after getting it stopped. So
there's a third straight play where they're running that pistol set with Kramer and Bass line up the fullback position where they're running straight ahead. But look, they have 9 guys in the box still and 7 guys on the line of scrimmage.
Low snap following the right side, and he's not going to get it. Boy, the Cardinals have really read that play, and it's going to be no gain, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 1.
And, you know, that worked at the beginning of the game because they hadn't seen that formation. We haven't seen that formation on Nemaha Central, but, you know, like I said, you're stacking the box like that. You have 9 guys and 6 or 7 guys across the line of scrimmage. You know, you're putting a lot of pressure on Cooper Hike to run through a guy or make a guy miss.
Well, the refs are still barking up here about the music being on the scoreboard. So, well, talk about this play. It's 4th and 1, and they're going right back to that same formation.
You know, maybe they run to the left here to the wide side. They got about
they didn't really get anything. Maybe a foot on that last one. It's going to be fourth and a solid yard here.
Yeah, you can still hear
the music. Do I still hear the music?
It's a pop song. It's some girl singing.
Yeah, they've got someone's either not hearing or
they can't figure out how to turn it off.
All right, here we go. It is fourth and a yard for Nemaha Central at the 46. They go to Hike, and he's going to have it. And he's busting through, and he finds an open seam. He's at the 30, the 25, and somehow busting his way, and he is still on his feet, spun down at about the 10.
And I think he stepped
Holy
out
cow, what a run.
I think they said they stepped out about the 12 or 13, but yeah, it looked like he had an initial, but then we couldn't really see it. They ran to that short side, and we could tell that he had at least the first down, but then all of a sudden we see a purple jersey coming out.
33 yards. What looked to be maybe just a gain of two and a first down. He was bottled up, and then he just burst out the hole in the pile, and they go for 33 down to the 12. It is first and 10 NC at 8 minutes to go. Clock moving third quarter, trailing 7-6.
Yeah, it was a massive bite, and all of a sudden you see a purple jersey pop out. But, you know, the fifth play of the drive, and they're still going with that formation with the pistol kind of set with two fullbacks, and he's just going to ride behind Holden Bassett. Why not? Because
right.
It's working.
Yeah, right side. He's initially hit by Tony Moore and then finished out of bounds by Mason Martin. But another good run on first down for the workhorse and the sophomore Carter Hike. He'll get six there inside the 10 to about the 7. It'll bring up second down at about 4, maybe 5.
Yeah, and the offensive line's starting to get a good push because they're still having 7-9 guys in the box, 7 across the line of scrimmage. They're still running that same formation with Hike, but now your offensive line's starting to get a push, and Hike's making some guys miss, run through a couple guys, so it's finding a little bit of success. And six plays and the sixth time they're going to come in this formation, so we all know what's coming. Can Hike get into the end zone here?
Nemaha Central trailing 7-6, trying to take the lead back. He runs left side, pulls his way, lowers the shoulder, and the Thunder have the lead back. It's another 6-yard touchdown, make it a 7-yard run. It's Carter Hike again. Give him 41 touchdown runs on the year. And just like that, 7:47 to go third quarter. Thunder take a 12-7 lead.
And I think they're going to go for two here because an extra point would only put you up six. And I don't see Teresi coming onto the field. I think this is a smart play. Go for two. Try to get 14-7. Hike's running over the sideline. I still don't see the kicker make any move. They just asked to switch out the football, but
that was a less than 2-minute drive,
and
that covered 55 yards.
Hoisin had, that was, what did you say, 6-play drive, right? The first 3-play Hoisin team was great, but then Carter Hike and Nemaha Central just imposed their will the last three. So you had them fourth and short, you just couldn't get the big stop, and that's why I like them punting there on that fourth down when they didn't.
Hike takes the snap. They're going to go for two. He's trying to finagle his way to the goal line. I don't think he got there, and he's going to be short.
I don't think he got the ball across, and Holden Bass is hot. But he was stopped short, and the only question was, could Hike get the ball across? And he had Brock shooting wide open, but he already decided that he was going to take off and run because it was kind of a rollout pass. But
well, Nemaha Central does take the lead, but they failed the two-point conversion try. So it's a five-point game. 7:47 to go, third quarter. 2A state title game. Thunder 12, Cardinals 7. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It was all Carter Hike on a 6-play, 55-yard touchdown drive. They didn't even take quite 2 minutes off the clock. 12-7 our score. And, oh, and the huge hit.
Woo,
on
Abram
kickoff
bringing
coverage.
The wood.
Oh, Abram Keim, the junior, laying the wood. Good field position, though, here for the Cardinals. Now trailing the Thunder 12-7. Again, a 6-play touchdown drive. Carter Hike He had all six plays, but the biggest one, a 33-yard scamper on fourth and one, which set up pretty much goal-to-go territory. Hike finished it off, a 7-yard run, 12-7 NC, as the Cardinals will now try to rebound first and 10 at their own 35.
And I think, they, like I said, in a field position game, I thought they should have tried to punt on that fourth down and pin them deep. They played aggressive and kind of bit them, but can they respond here? Or is the Nemaw Central defense going to continue to stiffen up the second half?
Well, they put Hoffman in motion, and he runs right into Gonzalez. The momentum of Moore drops him for two to the 37, second down and eight. Ball near side hash. Cardinals working left to right here in the third quarter in what is now a 12-7 Nemaw Central lead. How many times have we called Josh Gonzalez over the last couple of weeks just making play after play on that defensive front? He was right there to stick Moore, but Moore's momentum carried him for two. He was hit pretty much right at the line of scrimmage.
Hey, similar to Hike, you know, you stick him, but his momentum and weight and strength just carries him for a couple extra yards.
Kraft lined up to the right side, and they will fake it. Moore gets away from one tackle, gets away from two. He has a first down run, and Moore, he is all the way into Nemaha Central territory at the 47. It's a gain of 16 right up the gut for Tony Moore, who continues to have a nice game for the Cardinals.
And Nordau saved a touchdown because he was the last line to defend him and Hike there. Moore was about to burst for a long touchdown run, but a huge tackle. And, you know, Hoisington has the ball right about where they went for it on that fourth down and failed. You know, they have that good field position. Can you capitalize and answer back? But on Nemaw Central, you know, can that defensive line make a big play here and maybe force a fumble?
It's officially 15 to the 48 of NC. First and 10 Cardinals. They go left side. A wide receiver out there is Mason Martin. The ball's popped out again. Nemaha Central's diving on it. The Thunder have it.
Yeah, it's a battle of which four purple jerseys is going to come up with the football. And
the second time today, we have seen a botched exchange on a handoff about the same spot of the field. It's another turnover by the Cardinals, recovered by the Thunder. They take over at 6:25 to go in the third and a 12-7 lead.
Yeah, and that was Mackey was in there, Gonzalez, Hilbert, and Bath. It was a fight to the ground to see who could recover that. And I didn't see which one had the ball, but there was four purple jerseys. No doubt about which team recovered. It was just about which player on that team. And we'll try and get confirmation later, but I just said it, big turnover forced by the defensive line.
First carry here on this drive after the turnover. No surprise, Carter Hike right to midfield for a gain of two, maybe three. It'll bring up second down and seven. That is the second fumble of the game for the Cardinals.
Yeah, the first
and also the turnover on downs here as well.
Yeah, it was Alderdice and Moore on the first exchange. That time it was Moore and Kraft trying to go up the middle. And, you know, Nemaw Central getting that push up front. They had four guys right there to fall on the football, and they could really get a big touchdown here and exercise their lead.
That would extend the momentum greatly if they're able to do that. Second down and seven right at midfield. It's Hike again. This time he'll go right side. He is bottled up and buried by Hoffman. Maybe a half yard, and it's going to bring up third down. You know, you look at Hike, he was averaging over 7 yards per carry coming into this game. And for the most part, you take away that big 33-yard scamper on the last drive, and he was only averaging about 4 yards per carry, which is still not too bad, but for Hike's terms, it's pretty low. And now third and seven coming up at midfield.
Yeah, and this is a similar situation for Hoisington. They had the ball around midfield. They had third and short last time you saw them at the line. They go for it and had that big 33-yard run by Hike on the fourth and short. So, once again, Hoisington, can you make two big plays here and get a stop?
Well, we're 7 minutes in, five to go in the third quarter. Clock moving. 12-7, Nemaha Central. They got third and seven, and they go right back to Hike, and he lowers his shoulders, breaks a tackle, first down and more. He's at the 35-30, stiff arms a man, 20, 15, 10. Hike stepping into the end zone. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. 51 yards for Carter Hike. Are you kidding me?
And that was all quarterback on quarterback because Tony Moore tried to lay the stick. But he lowered the pads like his older brother Cooper did many times last year. And then it was a foot race to the end zone for the sophomore. And he won it at a big four possessions here to start the game by second half by Nemaw Central. Take control of this football game.
18-7 the score. 4:38 to go. And officially a 50-yard scamper by Carter Hike and tying his brother's school record now with 42 touchdowns in a season. And they will try to go for two. They have failed on the first two tries, but not this time. Pulling his way between the tackles is Carter Hike, and he finishes off that drive with two more. And the Thunder in control at 4:38 to go in the third. Thunder 20, Cardinals 7. Back after this, it's the 2A State Championship game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
4:38 to go, third quarter. A 50-yard touchdown run for Carter Hike. Two-point conversion is good. In the blink of an eye, the Thunder have a 20-7 lead on Hoisington here in the 2A State Championship game. They'll squib this one, and the Cardinals now down multiple scores. We'll have it first and 10 at their own 38, but Carter Hike, man, pretty much bottled up for the most part of the first half, besides a couple of runs. He's got 100 yards here in the third quarter, and he's got all three touchdowns for NC.
Yeah, and it, like I said, Kanemo Central make enough plays and then do what they do is and wear teams down with that big offensive line, Carter Hike, and that's what they've done so far. He's only had 92 yards at the halfway. He's ran for 105 in this quarter alone. There's still 4.5 minutes, but this is gut check time. If you're the Hoisington Cardinals, you got to go down and score. You got to have some type of response. This is a gut check right here because the defending champions are on a roll right now.
Well, 2 yards there for Kraft to the 40. Simple dive play behind the right guard. Holden Bass in on the stop. Second down and 8 at the 40. 20-7 Thunder here. 4:20 to go. Clock moving third quarter. The worst quarter so far, at least the worst start for the Cardinals because there are two drives, a turnover on downs and then a fumble. Both times, Thunder have capitalized with touchdowns. That is the difference right now in this game. Second down and 8 at the 40. Moore goes to Kraft. A flag is thrown late.
Probably going to be holding.
Kraft still on his feet, close to a first down for about 7, but this could be coming back.
Yeah, the umpire usually throws flag, usually an offensive hold. But I was just noticing some. All four touchdowns have scored on the left side, so if you're listening, going right to left, if you look on the right side of the field, it's very packed because there's not a lot of footsteps down there outside of the deep punts that
right.
Teams have started. So this half of the field is starting to get a good wear and footing, but on the other half, it's deep down there. So, yeah, it is holding.
That is a huge penalty against the Cardinals. They haven't been penalized much in this game.
And they haven't.
That's just a third penalty for them.
And they haven't had any type of success passing the football. And kind of getting to a spot, second and long, probably facing a third and long unless you get a big play here. We're going to have to throw the football.
So now second and 14 after the penalty takes them back to in between the 33 and the 34 between the hash marks. Just under 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. 2A state title game. Nemaha Central now in control with a 20-7 lead. Trying to win their 26th straight and their second straight championship. And there's movement in the backfield and it's Kraft. And it's going to be another 5-yard penalty against the Cardinals.
And that one hurt.
Just fell forward a little bit. He'd gotten down. Trying to catch himself, but lose 5 more. It's going to be 2nd and 19. Back to the 29-yard line. Well, I was going to ask you before these back-to-back penalties here, but is this a must-score scenario here for the Cardinals late third down 2 scores?
Yeah, I think it is because we saw it last week in the second half with Sebesta and Nemaha Central. No one scored because it was long possessions both ways, and that's the defense stiffened up, so... Yeah, this is definitely a must-score situation for the Cardinals.
Well, they're now facing 2nd and 19 from the 29. Moore is rushed. He's hit, gets away, getting some yardage back, and he has a nice run to avoid a loss there. And he'll get 10 yards back to about the 38, maybe even 11, and a much more manageable 3rd and 9 coming up here after Moore had to scramble for his life down the middle of the field, breaking a couple tackles to get about 10 yards.
Yeah, and that's the best athlete that that Nemo Central's faced, according to Coach Classic. So, and obviously he's had a big impact on the game. That's the only worry that you have is him taking off and then finding a seam and outrunning the defenders. You got a good chunk back and put in third and manageable here.
Third and eight at the just shy of the 40. They go to Kraft right up the middle, and he goes nowhere. He's hit by Keim and also Abe Hilbert. They'll give him forward progress to the 40, but it's going to bring up fourth down and eight. So now what do you do? It's under 2:40 here in the quarter. You're down 20-7.
It's like I said.
And you are backed up. I mean, not necessarily like very backed up, but.
Josh Gonzalez holding maybe his ribs coming off, but it looks like they're going to punt. I might maybe a fake here. I thought you had to kind of go for it. I said, your approach, you must score because 2.5 minutes left here. Nemo Central's capable of having that 10-minute drive to put you away. You're banking on a quick stop, maybe a tournament. It is a fake punt.
And they will go for it. They throw it in the flat to Kraft, and he slips and falls, and he's short by 3 yards.
Yeah, and he would have been tackled short anyway. It wouldn't have mattered.
And now the Thunder with a 20-7 lead take over on downs, first and 10 at the Cardinals 44.
And here's the thing. You can't, if you're going to run a fake punt on fourth and eight, you can't have a, your only option to throw the football can't be a 4 yard out route where there's two guys covering him. That play had no chance, whether it was good conditions, whether you caught the football, because Nemo Central was all over that. You know, if that was you should have just lined up. I don't think the fake punt fooled Nemo Central. They didn't even have a guy back to return. Now, can you stop Carter Hike and maybe force a fumble out of him?
Well, can the Thunder essentially nearly put this game away? And Hike, who has over 100 yards here in the quarter, is just being pushed and bullied for a first down. He was stopped at the 40, and he gets all the way inside the 35 to the 33 for a gain of 11 yards when it looked like maybe it was only going to go for about four.
Yeah,
and credit that offensive line once again. 208 yards in the game here for Carter Hike. He's trying to match his brother what he did last year when he went over 200 yards and had four touchdowns in their win against Kingman.
Yeah, and I say you got Hoisin, you got to be punching at the football, and that you got to be doing something to try and force the term. You got to shift the tide some way because I don't know if you're going to tackle Carter Hike four times for less than 10 yards because they're on a roll this second half.
First and 10 at the 33, right back to Hike. No surprise there. Flag thrown. This could be coming back, and he's still somehow on his feet. He's near a 9 yard gain, but this could be coming back.
Yeah, and thrown by the White House. There's going to be no discussion. It's going to be a hold.
At a 66, that's Reese Garrity, the left tackle.
And that's big, because now you might, if you can stop him on these first couple downs, you might force him into a passing situation with that penalty. And but, you know, yeah, you got to punch at the football, because the offensive line, some type of switch was flipped in that locker room at the half with the offensive line with Carter Hike. That championship mentality that you have in you, being here last year, and they've just imposed their will on Hoisington.
Yeah, they have flipped it here in the third quarter. 14-0, they have outscored the Cardinals, have a 20-7 lead. Final 70 seconds to go in this third quarter. They have first and 20 after the penalty. Hike spins between the tackles, falls forward for 2 to the 41. They'll bring up second down at about 18 with under a minute to go in this third. It's just been pretty incredible, the usage and the amount of work that the sophomore has put in this season and how heavily they are relying on him in this state championship game. We saw a similar script last week against Sabetha, and they're doing it again here in the state title game. Again, the weather is certainly playing a part in this. Well, they trust this sophomore a lot, and he's probably the first team all-state quarterback. As he hurdles a man and nearly busted free, but he'll get to the 35 for a gain of 6. Bring up third down. It'll still be third and about 12. And that should be the final play of the third quarter as the final 10 seconds are going to run off the clock and we're going to switch sides of the field. So Nemaha Central with the ball in control. A 14-0 quarter for the Thunder. Have them 12 minutes away from their 26th consecutive win and a second straight state championship game. Our score at the end of three quarters, Nemaha Central 20, Hoising 10-7. You're listening to the Class 2A State Championship here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our game today presented by Rainbow Communications. Alongside Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls, Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, I'm Braden Tadman, a snowy Salina District Stadium. Nemaha Central, 12 minutes away from their second consecutive state title. They lead Hoisington 20-7. Carter Hike, a monster night. Thunder 14-0, their advantage in the third quarter after trailing 7-6 at the half. Thunder are facing third down and 12 at the 35 of the Cardinals as we start the fourth. Right down the middle, wide open, and a diving catch is made for a first down at the 15-yard line. It's Sam Norvis, the junior.
That was a great catch, and it was a touchdown. Hike just overthrew it just a little bit, but Norvis made a fantastic catch into the snow. And
it's a gain of 20.
Yeah, and he made a great catch because that was wide open, and it would have been a walk-in touchdown for the junior, but it was just thrown a little too far. But just the fact that he was able to come down with it's huge for Nemaha Central.
Boy, did the Cardinals need that stop there. They don't get it. Now, first and 10, Thunder at the 15. 20-7, a chance to put a stranglehold on this game if they can find the end zone. Here's Hike, the usage following his blockers, and he's upended for maybe one. That's about it. Good pursuit. Left side of that Cardinals defense. It'll bring up second down. Well, this was a 7-6 game at the half. And the three Cardinal possessions in the third quarter, a turnover on downs, a fumble, and then a fake punt. That resulted in another turnover. And the first two turnovers resulted in Thunder touchdowns. And the Thunder working on the same drive after that fake punt that's carried over here into the fourth quarter. A minute gone by, 20-7. Second down and 10 for Nemaha Central. Here is Carter Hike again. Stutter steps and falls forward to about the 10. They'll probably give him the 11 for a gain of 4 to bring up third down.
Yeah, and like you said, talking about their possessions, the game flipped on that first turnover on downs. They could have punted and put Nemaha Central deep into their own territory. And I think that changed the game, and I think if Coach Baird got that decision back, I think he'd punt and play field position, because you could still be looking at a 7-6 game, maybe 14-6, because maybe Nemaha turns it over deep in their territory, you get great field position. You don't know what could happen. That's why I thought the decision to play field position was so great in the first half, because it worked, and you made Nemaha Central work, and your defense stepped up, but then you kind of put them in a bad position. They got great field position, and like I said, they've turned it on ever since.
Third down and 6 at the 11-yard line. Carter Hyde following his blocks. He'll be upended shy of the 5. He'll get to maybe the 7. He looks to be a yard shy. And it's going to bring up fourth down and about a yard and a half. 9:50 clock moving fourth quarter. Thunder lead 20-7 here in the 2A state title game. They got fourth down and 2 yards to go at the Cardinal 7-yard line. You would expect Nemaha Central to go for this. And again, try to get that first down. They're looking for the end zone to try to put a stranglehold on this game.
Well, you think they might be comfortable kicking a field goal? Do you think they're close enough?
They're certainly close enough.
It would put it up to a 16-point game. Someone move on the offensive line. There it happened again. Another guy in the neutral zone, and he's able to get back because you don't jump. That's a free first down.
And they will go for it. Fourth and 2. Hike takes the snap, working left, and I think he gets bottled up here. I don't think he got there. I think he is stopped.
That was a big play, and it looked like the initial contact came from Morales, their kicker. And I thought maybe you're close enough to kick that field goal to go up 16. I mean, it's still 2 possession, but
it is a turnover on downs. He did not get to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and the Cardinals defense, they do get a stop.
Now, on the flip side, though, Hoisington has done next to nothing offensively. Now you're going to force them to go 93 yards with just 9 minutes left and you're up 2 scores. So still an overall positive. Obviously, you wish they were able to punch in, finish that drive, and really put this in the driver's seat. But
well, you keep it at 2 scores. Cardinals not out of it, but they do got to go 93 yards. First and 10 at their own 7. Thunder lead 20-7 here. So early portions of the fourth quarter, they give it to Kraft. He gets through the initial burst across the 10 to the 12 for about 5. They'll give him 6. We'll call it second down and 4. Under 9 minutes to go. Clock moving in this game. 20-7, Nemaha Central. Cardinals on the move. They got a long way to go, though. They got second down and 4 inside their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, and they got to move with a little bit better pace because, like I said, they're down 13. Unless they're planning on recovering an onside kick, they got to get going unless they break a big one.
Moore takes a low snap, and he drops it, and he's scrambling for it, and he gets back to it on time, but it's a huge loss back inside the 10. Disastrous play. It's going to lose 5. And if the Thunder were able to jump on that, you could essentially probably put a cap on this game, but that'll be a loss of 5. It's now 3rd and 9, back to the 9. Well, we've seen a few botched snaps and exchanges. I mean, even Nemaha Central had a high snap on a punt in the first quarter. That was near disaster for them. Ended up having to re-punt. They got it away there, but obviously the weather has been a factor, no doubt. But now 3rd and 9 from the 9. Cardinals got a long way to go, down 13. Good snap here. Moore looking left. They want to do a little up and go. It's a deep shot here to the near side. Had a man, and it's incomplete. Mason Martin beat the coverage there in Strothman, but too much on it. Now 4th down and 9 at the 9.
Yeah, and you know, that might have been your big 92-yard touchdown pass. Like you said, you had a step. It was just a little overthrown. Obviously, you have to go for it here, but that might have been your break that you were missing out on.
Moore just 1 of 8 for 5 yards in this game.
And that completion was on the fake punt that they fell a couple yards short on, so not even like a regular play have they been able to complete a pass. There's been a couple drops.
Well, this could be the game. 7:47 to go. They're going for it way back in their own territory on 4th and 9. Send Alderdice in motion from left to right. Moore takes the snap, rolling to his right, wants to throw it back left, and it's dropped. It's incomplete. It was tipped by Gonzalez. And Josh Gonzalez almost had a pick six. He could have taken that into the end zone, but it's another turnover on downs, and the Thunder fans starting to feel it now. They take over. 1st and goal at the 9.
And that play would have been a big gainer if Josh Gonzalez was not the defensive end on that side, because he read that, stayed home, and saw Kraft leak out to the backside because they ran to the right and tried to throw it back to the left, and they had a blocker downfield. It would have been a foot race, essentially, for Kraft, but Gonzalez stays home. And like we said a couple different times on the broadcast, making crucial plays and crucial games down the stretch for Nemaha.
1st and goal at the 9 for Nemaha Central with a 20-7 lead. It's 7:43 to go. Here's Height between the tackles, falls forward for a few. They'll get to the 6. Maybe the 5, depending on the spot. Looks like they'll give him the 5, and it'll bring up 2nd down and goal. Chance to put this game away. What a second half it has been from Nemaha Central. And on the other side, the Cardinals, you kind of play the what-if game. As you mentioned, that first possession, they went for it around midfield. Instead of playing field position, they turned it over on downs. They gave the Thunder a short field. They capitalized, scored, took the lead, and they have not looked back. They have added to it since and looking to essentially put this game away. They got 3 plays to essentially get 5 yards.
Yeah, and they're going to kill as much clock. They're going to run it down to about five or less seconds on the clock, the play clock, before they snap it here.
Here's Hike from the 5. Goal to go territory. Lowers the shoulder. He'll be short. He'll get to the 2, maybe the 1. At least 3.
And a timeout, Hoisington.
And the Cardinals now have to burn a timeout at 6:44 to go. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Thunder fans starting to feel it. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seminole Hall Central on the verge of winning their second consecutive state championship game here in Salina, the 2A title game. Thunder 20, Cardinals 7. It's 6:44 to go. Thunder have it, let's see, third and goal at the 2. It has been a disastrous second half for the Cardinals. It has been about a picture-perfect second half for Nemaha Central. This was a 7-6 Hoisington lead at the half. 14 unanswered in the third quarter for the Thunder. Multiple turnovers by the Cardinals here in the second half. And now third and goal at the 2. Carter Hike has scored all three touchdowns for the Thunder, trying to put an exclamation point on a second straight state championship and third since 2019. Here's the snap. Kind of slipped a little bit, falls forward. He's close, and he's going to be short. He slipped as soon as he picked up that low snap, and it's going to be fourth and goal at the 1.
Yeah, and because he was falling down and slipping, he wasn't able to put the ball across, but I think they're inside the 1 even. So as long as he can get some good footing, more than likely he's going to punch this one in for his fourth touchdown of the day.
And at least can take some clock, too. It's going to be fourth and goal at the 1. Thunder taking some good time here. 6:20 clock moving fourth quarter, 20-7, trying to put the exclamation point on another state championship. They got Holden Bass and Cooper Kramer in the backfield. Splits. Kramer right down the middle. Seen it all game long with these snowy conditions. Kramer looking for his lead block here. Hike takes the snap on fourth and goal. Bowls his way over Kramer's backside and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Nemaha Central at the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Blowing it open. Nemaha Central starts to feel it. It's 26-7. Make it four touchdowns here today for Carter Hike.
He's just so hard to stop so many times in a row in short yardage situation. The biggest play of the game was that fourth and 1 where he scampered through and then broke it for 33 yards. And ever since then, he's been almost impossible to tackle.
Now we get a stoppage of play.
And Nemaha's going to call a timeout. It looks like they're going to go for 2, try and go up 21 here. But talk it over real quick.
Just what a tale of halves that we saw. Both teams struggled. I mean, the weather certainly played a part, but how the game flow has been in the second half, it doesn't seem like Nemaha Central's had any effect with this weather, and it hasn't gotten any better, but it doesn't look like they've had any issues with it compared to the first half. They have controlled this game. They have controlled the time of possession. They have run for 143 yards in the second half alone, averaging over 7 yards per carry. Carter, man, I'm telling you, he'll be the first team All-State quarterback in Class 2A. He'll be on probably the All-11 in terms when you put all classifications together. The amount of trust and the amounts that they have put on this kid, not just today, not just last week, all season long, it's been incredible. And it's only fitting that Nemaha Central win this game today and him have a big game.
Yeah, and I think you can see Holden Bass on that All-11 team also. 110-plus tackles on the year and a bunch of tackles for a loss. You know, he's been the fullback today. You know, they put him at fullback for about two-thirds of their offensive plays, at least almost 90% of the snaps in the second half. Hoisington just can't stop that formation. So both sides, well, I wouldn't be surprised to see Bass and Hike on that All-11 team at the end of the year.
So here, after this Nemaha Central timeout, they'll go for 2. Same formation we've seen all night. Hike gets through 1, gets through 2, staying on his feet, reaching across, and stays on his feet, in for 2. It is 28-7, Nemaha Central at 6:01 to go in the game. We'll step aside. You're listening to the Class 2A State Championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Thunder have outscored the Cardinals 22-0 in the second half. They lead the 2A state title game over Hoisington 28-7. After the kickoff here, Cardinals, it was Jason Robinson on the return. He'll get across the 30 to about the 32, but the Thunder again with 5:55 to go on the verge of winning their second consecutive state title and third since 2019. It's been an impressive second half.
And there'll be question marks about them again next year because they're going to be losing Bass and Hilbert and Gonzalez, the guys up front. But they had those questions last year. How are you going to replace all their steel guys? They did that just fine. So
they'll bring back Carter Hike. I think that's a big key. But, yeah, they're going to lose a lot on the lines. Here's a completed pass to the near side. We haven't said that a lot. That was a pitch and catch to Mason Martin for about 12 yards and a first down.
Yeah, but the big question is, can you replace the offensive line? Because if you can, you're going to be just fine. Because you got Hike and all of them. And we could be back here a year from now. Nemo Central playing maybe a different opponent again. Going for a three-peat next year, perhaps.
And they go to Alderdice. Another pitch and catch to midfield. This one for 6 yards. Bopped up in the air. Could have been an interception. Mackey was close to him, but he was able to secure it. For gain of 7, second down and 3. Under 5.5 minutes to go. Nemaha Central again leading 28-7. They have outscored the Cardinals 22-0 here in the second half. Here's Moore, play action, cross middle of the field. This one's caught, another good gain to the 35. And that's Jason Robinson with the reception. Gain of about 14, so
yeah, maybe
where's this been all game?
Yeah, maybe they should have just tried to throw a little bit more pass where they're spread out like this out of the shotgun. Obviously, Nemo's probably playing a little bit of a prevent defense. Don't get burnt quickly, but you still have to wonder how it's bad because the defender fell down to the outside Martin. You know, if he doesn't fall down trying just to catch the ball, the defender fell down, he might score. But three straight completions, they're moving down the field all of a sudden.
Another catch there for Mason Martin. Gain of 7, second down and 3 at the 29. 4:40 clock moving in the fourth quarter. Here is Moore, back to pass. He'll take a shot, far side of the field. It's a jump ball, batted incomplete. Good coverage by Caleb Strothman. Mackey also in coverage. The intended receiver was the sophomore Carson Mason. Third down and 3 at the Nemaha Central 29. At 4:34 to go in the game, Thunder in control at 28-7. Well, I don't think, regardless the amount of talent and bodies that the Thunder are going to lose with this senior class, they are for sure going to be the top-ranked team in 2A going into next year. They right now are the power in this class. Here's a little design run for Tony Moore, busting away from Keim, gets by Strothman inside the 20, spinning, staying on his feet, somehow still on his feet outside the numbers. He's blasted down at the 15. That is a big run of 14 yards for Tony Moore. He's had a good game today. He's been quiet in the second half. Well, they'll put him to the 14 for a gain of 15 and a first down.
Yeah, this is the last 4 minutes of his high school career. You know, he's going to play as hard as he can here. And like I said, just refuse to go down there and big run on a QB draw. Breaking some tackles. He wants to put up some more stats before the season's over.
Well, they throw it to Alderdice here in the flat. He's spun down by Kramer inside the 10 to the 9 for a gain of 5. We're now under 4 minutes to go. Clock on the move, but the Cardinals trying to add. Well, they're trailing by 3 scores. It's 28-7. Nemaha Central. Low snap, knee high. Here is Moore, gets through the initial line, gets inside the 5, he'll have a first down. It'll be first and goal at the 3 after a gain of 7. Actually 6 on the carry, but again, first down yardage. First and goal, 3:41 to go. Cardinals not going down without a fight, trailing 28-7, trying to get one on the board here, and I think Nemaha Central wants to burn a TO. Nemaha Central burning their second time out of the second half, will step aside as well. 28-7, Nemaha Central, late fourth quarter. You're listening to the 2A State Championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hoisington not going down without a fight after that Nemaha Central timeout. Cardinals have first and goal at the 3. 3:34 to go in the game. Snowy, Salina District Stadium. Nemaha Central, they have dominated this second half, outscoring the Cardinals 22-0 and have a 28-7 lead here, looking for their second consecutive state title and 26th consecutive win going into next season. And Trenton Craxner alongside Jacob Burles, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you here on KNZA. Out of the timeout, first and goal Cardinals at the 3. 3:34 to go in the game. Nemaha Central leading 28-7. They will bunch everybody up. Martin, the lone receiver, split right. Kraft, right side, running back. Now they send Hoffman in motion. Here is Tony Moore, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. All right, here we go. It's not over yet.
All right, you have 3:29.
3:29 to go. It's 28-13. That's the second touchdown of the day for Moore.
It's a matter of...
Looks like they'll go for the extra point here.
It's a matter of recovering the onside kicks now, Brandon.
Well, these would be great conditions to try an onside kick in, I would think.
Right, yeah, no doubt. But if Nemo recovers the onside kick, it's basically over. Hoisington has one timeout left, so they must have called that last timeout, according to the scoreboard at least.
It looked like Nemaha was calling that last timeout, but on the scoreboard it's showing the Cardinals with only one timeout left. If that's the case, then they really need to recover the onside kick. Here's Morales in the extra point. Took a while to get there, but it got through. So again, deficit cut in half, 28-14, 3:29 to go. Cardinals are going to have to try an onside kick here. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So again, you think the biggest play in this game, that first drive for Hoisington to start the second half when they had a 7-6 lead, they were right about midfield, they might have been a little bit on the Nemaha Central side. Instead of punting and playing field position, they went for it on fourth down. They did not get it. Thunder took advantage of a short field, went down and scored with height, took a 12-7 lead, never looked back. You're calling that maybe the play of the game.
Yeah.
Kind of the momentum swing for sure.
It would have been different if it was like 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, but you're facing 4th-and-5, 4th-and-6, you know, and your defense was fantastic in that first half. You know, make Nemaha Central go 80, 90 yards or whatever. I think when you're up 7-6 like that, when field position really matters in the conditions like this, you can't give short field to the opponent. And, you know, then you have them at 4th-and-1, and then Hike pops one. And because he does that, now they're in the red zone inside the 10. And, yeah, I think that was the biggest play was Nemaha Central getting that 4th-and-5, 4th-down-5, 4th-down-4 stop at the beginning of the half. And that's one that Coach Zach Barr is going to want back and be looking at all offseason for Hoisington, in my opinion.
All three touchdown drives here in the second half for Nemaha Central have been under a minute. Now, granted, that last touchdown, they started at the Hoisington 9, so they were already at goal-to-go territory, but that first touchdown, 55 yards. That second touchdown covered 53 yards. Of course, Carter Hike rumbling and stumbling for 50 on that second touchdown. And here we go. Here's an onside kick attempt. Morales, just kicked it straight out of bounds. And there's the penalty. Well, I'm not sure what he was really trying there. That ball did not hit the ground.
Yeah, I think...
Was he trying to kick it off somebody, maybe?
Either that, or he was trying to get a big old bounce like you see in the NFL, but he kicked the ball just a little bit too low, and it ended up being a rocket to his teammates on the sideline. And...
Well, the Cardinals only have one timeout remaining.
Yeah, that's...
Nemaha Central will have it at their own 48.
Basically the game.
But a 28-14 lead with 3:29 to go.
As long as you don't fumble the football here and allow a scoop and score or something like that, you just hold on to the football.
You know they're going to be trying everything they can to get it out. They know what's coming. It's going to be a Hike run. There's Bass and Kramer in the backfield. Too wide to the right. It's Strothman and Brocksterman. Belt high snap. Here's Hike to the right side. Tripped up. Tackled by Kraft. He'll cross midfield to the 48 for a gain of 4. And the clock now under 3:20. It'll be second down and 6 yards to go.
Yeah, and with one timeout, it's hard for Hoisington to just use that timeout here. Kind of got to pick your moment. It's not really going to matter a whole lot, maybe after this play or something, but you know that's unfortunate for them that they only have the one timeout with the time run down 2 scores.
And you still got 20 on the play clock here. Yeah, they can take off another 10, 15 seconds here.
Yeah, they're going to run about 40 seconds down every play, essentially. If they snap with about 1 second, they'll get about 35 to 40 seconds down.
Second down and six. Here's Hike. He'll go again. Spins off one tackle, and he's going to have a first down and more, and that essentially might wrap this game up. He gets all the way to the 36-yard line, a gain of 12 yards, and a Nemaha Central first down. 2:37 to go. Thunder lead by 14.
Yeah, and I don't think Hoisman's going to worry about using their timeout now. That first down pretty much does that. And, you know, Nemaha Central.
What a second half for the Thunder, man. This was a game that flipped pretty quick, and there's a lot of plays you can kind of point to, but Hoisington had a good first half. They had the ball and the lead to start the third quarter. But three of four drives here in the second half, touchdowns for Nemaha Central. Cardinals had three turnovers in the second half. Here's Hike again to the right side. He'll get to the 35 for one. And I think the Cardinals do burn their final timeout here with exactly 2 minutes to go. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. 28-14, Nemaha Central. 2 minutes to go in the game. Man, looking at some of the stats here. Where are we at in terms of carries for Carter Hike? Unofficially, 45 carries for 249 yards.
And he's ran for about 160.
Four touchdowns. And four touchdowns.
And he's been
was less than 100 at the half. He was at, what, 80, 90 yards in the first half?
Yeah, he was at 92. So, I mean, but he's been the entire offense. He's ran the ball every offensive play outside of the one pass that he threw to Nordis.
He's thrown four passes in the game. He's completed two. Strothman and Nordis both have catches. But in terms of rushing, Cooper Kramer had one carry for four yards in the first half. Nobody else has had a carry.
No, that was on the touchdown drive, too. So that was their... Well, they scored on the second possession of the game. They went, so that was about 70 plays ago.
Or Nemaha Central first, that was their first drive of the game.
Nemaha Central's first, because they had that super long drive to start of the game. That's right. But, so outside of that first possession, no one else touched the football except Strathman, who had a catch on that drive.
Well, this looks like victory formation now out of the timeout. Well, maybe not. It looks like Hyde kind of came up on it, and we got some movement.
And
a penalty.
Essentially, though, what we're saying is Strathman and Kramer's, both of their touches came on that first opening touchdown drive. So outside of that, it's been all Carter Hike outside of that one pass they threw to Nordis.
That is really incredible.
He kind of reminds
46 carries in the game.
You can equate him to guys like Braden Koontz of Conway Springs, who's taking on JCN out there in Hayes. The whole offense, he's going to get 40 carries. And I heard his brother last year, all those carries and all those yards, you know. Those are guys you can equate him to. I mean, you don't see that in the NFL or anything anymore nowadays where guys are getting 40 to 50 carries. He might score here.
Here's the 47th carry of the game for Carter Hike, and it's a big run inside the 30. Let's see, to the 28-yard line. Gain of about 12, maybe 11.
Okay, so
they had it wrong on the scoreboard because the Cardinals have one. They had two when it was showing one, so the Cardinals still had one timeout. They burn it right here. It's going to be 3rd and 3.
Okay,
with 1:45 to go.
It's going
to bring up 3rd and about 3 again for Nemaha Central with 1:45 to go and a 2-tut lead.
Yeah, because it didn't make sense why Hoisington, when they were driving that last touchdown drive on their last drive, they used one of their timeouts that they needed. That didn't make sense to me at all. A first down ends the game here. Even if they don't get it, they could still run the game clock down to about a minute or just a little bit under before they have to snap it on fourth down, and then they could go for it, they could punt, whatever.
Unofficially, 47 carries, 262 yards, and four touchdowns for Carter Hike.
Yeah, and they passed some official stats to us at halftime. So.
And I believe that'll smash his brother's yardage record. And he should have the touchdown record as well, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought Cooper ended with 42 last year.
He might have. I'm not sure.
And he's got 43 with the four today.
And he's about 2,400 yards.
Yeah, that's because I think Cooper finished with about 2,200 last year. We'll double check that, but it's been an incredible season.
He's about 24-25 on the rushing yards. He had that without about 1,000 passing yards.
Yeah. 3rd and 2 at the 28. A first down would end the game. Right back to Hike. He'll be short. It'll be close. He'll be a yard shy, so they get him for one. It'll bring up fourth and one, but Hoisington cannot stop the clock. We're at 90 seconds to go. You think they just go for it here?
Yeah,
and a first down would end the game.
You're way too close to punt the football, and you know Teresi's not going to kick a 45-yard field goal, so you can just run it forward here.
And they still got 20 seconds they can burn before snapping it here. That would take them under a minute.
So even if you do get stopped, you're making Hoisington score two touchdowns and make two extra points in about 40 seconds.
They will burn the final 10. We are at a minute to go. Hike on the carry. He needed just one, and it looks like he got 1.5.
That's real close from the, coming from the top. This might
garner
a measurement.
Yeah, they might stop it here to measure. And they will call out the measurement here. So it stops the clock at exactly 59 seconds. 28-14, Nemaha Central. If it's enough for the first down, the game is over.
And if it's not, they have a Hoisington still has a very, very slim chance to go down and score two touchdowns in 59 seconds.
With no timeouts.
But they've already...
These snowy conditions.
But they've only scored two touchdowns in the first 31 minutes of the game, so...
Well, this is for the state title.
Big play.
Is it a first down? The anticipation.
Oh, that's real close. He
is
might be
he
a little short.
Does he got it? He's got it. That's going to do it, folks. Nemaha Central is going to win this game. It's going to be their 26th straight win. It'll be their second straight perfect season in state championship. And their third title since 2019.
And with Ando going down this year, Wichita County lost the other day. Obviously, Axel's about to kick off. They have the second longest win streak now across the state with 26. And if Axel is to fall to Central, or
South Central,
yes, they would have the longest win streak in the state. So hats off to the Thunder. And, it's a fantastic display, especially in the second half specifically. And they can take it under 40 seconds here. They'll kneel it down one time. They might run it forward just so Hike doesn't lose some yards.
Shout out to the fans, too, man.
And
they are
be over. Yeah, they
braving some brutal conditions here today. It is and the snow has not stopped in any way, shape, or form. Hike kind of dropped the snap there, but he jumped on it. That's going to be technically a carry. He's going to lose 3 yards there.
He's still going to be over 2,400, but...
That's going to be the final play, though. They're going to be able to run out the final 30 seconds. And Nemaha Central, what a second half, man. It was 7-6 Cardinals at the break. Cardinals got a late touchdown in the fourth quarter, but at that point it was 28-7.
Yeah, and if you're going to make a 3.5-4-hour bus trip down in these type of conditions, you might as well make it worth it for these fans going back home with a second straight state title and the third in the last 5 years. And a lot of respect out there between the players. It was definitely a hard-fought battle and a tough condition game, but Nemaha Central, man.
They do it again,
they're
folks.
They're a wagon.
The wagon keeps churning along, and in Class 2A, there is no team that's close to the mountaintop right now than Nemaha Central. They're at the top of it for a second consecutive season. They go perfect, 13-0. And this year they defeat Hoisington 28-14 in the state championship game. And we're going to break it all down when we come back. Our postgame coverage is next. It is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The smoke is on. It's purple and blue. Thunder reigns supreme again. 28-14, their state championship win. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to the 2A title game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hey everyone, join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
KNZA.
Our postgame coverage again brought to you by Bee Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Alongside Trenton Craxner, Jacob Earls, Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabin. Well, the Thunder reigns supreme again. Back-to-back state championships in Class 2A. Thunder defeat Hoisington here in a snowy Salina District Stadium. 28-14 on the back of their quarterback, Carter Pike. Defense doing a really good job as well. Hoisington was number two coming in. Both teams undefeated, but the wagon continues to turn along, and the Thunder are going to lose some really good pieces, you know, obviously with this senior class and, you know, directing the fans here right in front of us with the trophy. But Trenton, just kind of an initial thought on what we saw here today.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought game, and Nemo Central was kind of on the ropes at halftime because Hoisington had the momentum on their side. They were getting the ball to start the second half, so that the defense, which had been fantastic all year, had to make a play, and they get a stop on turnover on downs, and then they just, it was curtains after that almost. They just, that wagon started to churn again. It's like they had a broken wheel, but it got fixed with that turnover on downs, and there was no stopping them. And, you know, like I said, they're kind of on the ropes. Made plays when they had to, and that's what that championship pedigree that you have from last year and three out of the last five now does for you. And hats off to the Thunder. They'll have to replace some of the linemen. Last year they replaced some of their skill players. It didn't matter. Plug and play with that culture, and we're going to be back here in about a year watching them go for possibly a three-peat.
Well, Axtell's going for a three-peat themselves, an eight-man D2. That game underway, and 92-1 KMZA, and Newton, Jared Sleppy has the call. Axtell against South Central. You had said Axtell had a 6-0 lead early on in that game. Jefferson County North fell today in the 1A title game to a very good Conway Springs team. Conway Springs, the 1A champs, as JCN had their best season in school history. But again, the final score here, 28-14, as it was just a dominant second half. Cardinals led this game 7-6 at the half, and Nemaha Central got the ball first after the Cardinals deferred the coin toss, and 12 plays, 65 yards. Carter Hike, a 6-yard run. They failed the conversion, 6-0. And both teams struggled with this weather. You saw multiple punts. Both teams turned it over in the first half. And then after a Carter Hike interception, finally a short drive, 9 plays, 40 yards for Hoisington. They made the extra point. Tony Moore from 4 yards out. It was 7-6. That was the halftime score. But you said potentially the biggest play of the game. Cardinals had the opening possession, had it at about midfield, facing fourth and medium. Instead of punting and playing field position, they went for it. They did not get it, turned it over on downs. Nemaha Central's wagon started churning from there. 6 plays, 54 yards in under 2 minutes. Carter Hike with a 7-yard run. Conversion failed. It was 12-7, about not quite halfway through the third quarter. Then after that, Hoisington, a fumble and a turnover. Nemaha Central again took advantage. Less than 2 minutes, 3 plays, 53 yards. It was Carter Hike on a 49-yard run. Made it 20-7 after the 2-point conversion, and then they'd get into the fourth quarter on a fake punt that was missed by Hoisington, kind of desperation mode there. 4 plays, just 8 yards, and a minute 42 off the clock, 28-7. Of course, it was another Carter Hike run, 28-7 at that point, and then Hoisington again. Final few minutes, they did add another touchdown, 9 plays, 67 yards, and 226. It was Tony Moore again from 3 yards out. Morales had an extra point, made it 28-14. They failed the onside kick, and the final 3 minutes, Nemaha Central able to run off the clock. But, you know, last year it was Cooper Hike, Carter's older brother. These stats are just unreal, man. 49 carries for today. We got 50, but the stats here are showing 49. But
they might not have counted that. They might not have counted.
Might have counted that kneel down. But we got 50 carries for Carter Hike for 266 yards, 4 touchdowns in the game. Cooper Kramer had 1 carry for 4 yards, so the team ran 51 running plays. Carter Hike had 50 of them, and I'm including the kneel down at the end of the game, whether you want to include it or not. But we saw it last week, man. He had over 40 carries in the win against Sabetha. Just a sophomore, man. It's pretty crazy to see. He was used more on defense last year. He would play sporadically. He'd get a couple carries here and there on offense as a freshman. He steps in, and this thing kept churning along, and you could argue they were even more dominant this year than they were last year, just on the backs of their defense and how well they played. Both fan bases are on the field, again, braving the weather here, congratulating both sides. Again, Hoisington, arguably the number two team coming in. We have the top two teams here, but right now at the top of the mountain in 2A, it's Nemaha Central and everybody else just trying to find their way up the way and get to the top of that mountain. And regardless of what the senior class is losing, and it starts with Holden Bast and crew, Abe Hilbert, the guys on the offensive line, defensive line, some really good linebackers as well. No doubt, Nemaha Central will head into 2024 with a 26-game winning streak and back-to-back state championships.
Yeah, and those guys are going to be juniors next year, have not lost a game yet at the high school level. And, you know, at halftime I said, maybe they have to go away from Hike. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. And so I apologize to any of the Nemaha Central listeners, and I apologize to Coach Classic, because you proved me wrong. He ran the ball every single play, or he threw a pass to Nordis. Outside of that, he ran the ball every play. So I guess I didn't know what I was talking about. I hadn't learned yet how good he and the offensive line were, because they turned it on in that second half and carried him to a win. So, hats off.
Yeah, he was 2 for 4 for 31 yards. He did throw that interception, but again, 51 running plays for Nemaha Central in this game, and I'm counting the kneel downs at the end. That's just how it works. 50 of them in the hands of Carter Hike for 266 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's a 28-14 Nemaha Central win. They're the state champs once again. We'll take one final timeout, come back, we'll get you our players of the game, and we'll wrap this baby up. Again, you're listening to the 2A state title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree.
And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Meckett Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back with you one final time here at a snowy Salina District Stadium as the Nemaha Central Thunder reign supreme again in Class 2A. They beat Hoisington in the championship game by a final score of 28-14. Again, Trenton Kraxner, Jacob Earls, Kirk Kilman, thanks for everyone helping out. And let's dive into our final notes here. Trenton, let's go lineman of the game here. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience. They are online at GiantCom. That's GiantComm.net.
I'm going to go Josh Gonzalez. Made some crucial plays as not only the punter, but it seemed like he was getting a lot of tackles along that defensive line. Had a couple of TFLs. He might have got on that second fumble. There was like four of them there. I think Josh Gonzalez played a fantastic game. The center made, unfortunately for him, had a 35-yard completion wiped away with a lineman downfield on a bad snap.
He also had that batted ball.
Yeah, he could have had a pick.
On that turnover on downs inside the 10. He almost could have had a pick six.
Yeah, I think Josh Gonzalez, obviously Holden Bass was fantastic. So was Abe Hilbert. They are every week. But Josh Gonzalez, down the stretch, made so many crucial plays for him, and he was active today. I think Josh Gonzalez is going to take home the cake today.
Yeah, and he did last week as well against Sabetha in the sub-state game. But we called his name a lot, and he's, you know, and again, we talked, you know, throughout the broadcast that Holden, he could be, again, a top 11 classification kind of player this year. He could be, finally, he could win the 2A Defensive Player of the Year. That is certainly in the cards for them. He's been a finalist the last 2 years. He will be again for a third year in a row, and this could be the year that Holden Bass could be the Defensive Player of the Year in Class 2A. But Josh Gonzalez, man, the last couple of weeks, he has been very crucial and has made big-time plays for this Nemaha Central defense. That is our lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. No shocker, player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be Carter Hike once again. He just put on an absolute show here today. Again, 51 carries. Again, counting the kneel downs. They did not count it here in the stats, but that would go down as a rush attempt, although he's just running out the clock here. So 51 carries for 266 yards and four touchdowns. You look at defensively, we talked Joshua Gonzalez. He officially had two pass breakups, actually, in today's game. The fumble recoveries were actually Mackey and Hilberts on the cards. Four players with six tackles for Nemaha Central today. Mackey, Gonzalez, Bass, and Hilberts. Abram Keim also had five total tackles as well. But again, the offense, it was Carter Hike, man. It was an incredible game and season for the sophomore, as he might have shattered his brother's records from last year that had been set by Cooper. But Carter, again, only a sophomore, led the charge, and Nemaha Central has their second consecutive 13-0 season and back-to-back state titles and their third championship since 2019. Well, last checked, we had Axtell at 8-man D2. They had a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter in their title game, looking for the three-peat there. They have the longest winning streak in the state. They are the dominant force in 8-man, and they were up 14-0 on South Central. Jared Sleppy is on the call there in Newton. Well, the celebration is going to continue for a while in Seneca as the Thunder do it once again and win the title over Hoisington by a final score of 28-14. That's going to do it for us here from a snowy Salina District Stadium. Thanks again to all of our listeners and sponsors throughout the course of the year. Thank you so much. We're going to turn to basketball next week, so it's quick. But for right now, it is all about Nemaha Central and another state title. Again, appreciate everyone involved. For Trenton Craxner, Jacob Burles, my man to the right, helping out with stats, Captain Kurt Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. It's going to flip quick, but enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Congratulations to Nemaha Central. They defeat Hoisington 28-14 to claim their second consecutive Class 2A state championship. Again, for everyone involved, Kurt back in studio. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening to another season of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio.